You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Whoa!
Oh yeah!
Ah, this is the worst.
Ramped up, Lewis.
All right, here we go. This is a live You Know What, Dude podcast coming from the Riotcast Studios above the Comedy Cellar in the West Village of New York City. We have a full house tonight. We have
a lot of old people.
Of course, we have the rattlesnake Puerto Rican.
Are you fucking Yoda?
That's funny, yeah.
And
that sounds like a derogatory term. You're like that rattlesnake Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican,
yeah.
We have Louis J. Gomez. You can't forget the J because he'll remind you every fucking time.
Yeah.
Louis Gomez is in the house.
Yeah, but there's no J in Puerto Rican, is it?
Shit. I like him already.
He's got a few belts in
him. Shuli, please introduce your beautifully toned friend.
Sitting next to me is Mike Hambrick, who you may know if you listen to Howard 100 News as the lead anchor of Howard 100 News on Howard 100 and Howard 101 on Sirius XM. The man is a professional newsman.
I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Yeah, you fucked up, dude. Yeah, fucked up.
Yeah, I feel that way.
You think Anthony Cumia fucked up?
He's anchored the news all across the country for many, many years, and is a great guy. Knows his shit.
And now I'm with Howard 100, and it's more fun than the law allows. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
but you know what I like already?
What?
He is going to come over like and immediately just be way better than Dan Soder as being the voice guy. Like, listen to that voice, dude.
It's gold. Old,
it's like laying on silk.
Yeah, but the difference is he has something intelligent to say, and I have nothing.
And, really, a Macho Man impression?
And hair.
I really don't like you.
Look, I'm with you.
You guys are brothers.
I love your barber.
That's like a black guy doing a black joke. I get to do the ball jokes.
I get it.
I don't care for Lewis's attitude this evening.
What?
What's wrong with it?
He's dressed like a goon from a 90s action movie.
He really is like one of those first karate arcade games.
Like, he's the guy that Steven Seagal beats up in the first 20 minutes.
The first henchman.
He's actually not the guy. He's the fucking rat that gives Steven Seagal the fucking info that he needs.
He looks like he should be playing at the World Series of Poker.
He's got that kind of dickhead.
He does look like an Asian woman.
Last name should be Tran.
We got Dan Soder's in the house, aka Monster Voice. We got Shuli, the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jewish. We don't have a name for him.
Well, I think he just came up with
the motherfucker.
Shuli, the motherfucker.
I mean, it's.
I think we have that. We have. We also have Chris Scopo, the producer of the show.
Hey,
we have
everybody.
The fucking best intern in the world, future producer of the show, as soon as fucking Scopo teaches him anything.
Woo-hoo. King of the hustle.
Jamal. We call him Jamal until this whole thing blows over, okay? Anthony needs as many black friends as he can possibly get.
Doing some hiring. We are looking for specific
things. And then we have, randomly, we have a friend of
Old Nate Margetsi.
We have Nate Bergetti.
You're kind of off mic there, Scott.
Yeah,
I know nothing.
Scott is a friend of Noam, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, and he was downstairs, and he's up here hanging out. And once in a while, we have civilians, squares, as we call them, on the show. Feel free to chime in, because if you talk too much, we'll let you know.
No, I just love, I love the decor in here.
It's great, right? Mm-hmm. Decor. and that's the show for tonight. We're doing a special edition because I'm going to Montreal this week, so I'm not going to be around. So
must be awesome.
Oh, boy.
Well, Lewis, look, man. All right, so explain your fucking tone, your passive-aggressive tone towards me. Like, I'm booking Montreal.
I didn't. There's no passive-aggressive tone. I love Montreal and their bookers.
Can you take the sunglasses off?
What's happening in Montreal?
Well, I'll let you know.
Eating competition.
Will you be speaking French up there?
I kind of liked it. No, it's a comedy festival. The biggest comedy festival in the world.
Oh.
Happens in Montreal once a year called the Montreal Comedy Festival. I went last year. Dan went Dan goes up. I go up all the time. One place where all comics around the world come as a community. So it's about going in new faces and getting stuff and meeting industry, meeting comics. But it's also industry and comics hanging out and getting to fucking... Because we're all on the road by myself. Dan's on the road by himself. Lewis is on the road with some other headliner. So
it's kind of like the con of comics.
Yes. Good. Yes, exactly. But
it's a film festival, by the way.
That's not a...
Thank you, Shuley.
Comic-Con?
I was just helping out the people in the room.
Is it really?
Con Film Festival, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was doing Comic-Con.
That's
No, that's why I
made the same mistake, too.
Did you really? Thank you. You know, you didn't have... You could have thrown me under the bus with that.
No.
And let me be the only dumb in the room.
I could have done the real... That's what you thought? You fucking idiot. Right, and I was like, oh, God damn, that's exactly what I thought. I wonder if they're going to play Batman versus Superman.
It was just an innocent comment, you know?
Oh, the voice is cracking already.
It is so soothing. I want to record him being like, you did a good job tonight.
You did a good job tonight.
Yeah. Your father loves you.
Your father hates your fucking guts.
Well, he's dead. He's dead. Unless you can go to another world and bring it back.
His father's dead. His father's dead. His father's gonna be dead.
Eventually?
I mean, yeah, I'm kidding.
I mean, yeah, eventually,
Well, he's because he's the mob. No.
I mean, Serious Scopo. That's his new nickname, is Serious Scopo.
Yeah, you really don't take a joke well.
Right.
No, I thought you were talking to Adrian, not me. That's why.
No, his father's dead, too.
Honestly.
Your father's dead, right? He's dead in spirit, I mean.
Yeah, I guess, Bobby. I guess that's what that means.
Scopo really doesn't know how to take a joke, bro.
Scopo takes it seriously. He's like, he's back ordered on break work. You know, on the pause at the shop. That might kill him. That's stressing him out.
That's a good point, you know. Bobby.
Yeah, well, someday, I guess, you know, he will. I mean, people die. That's what happens to human beings eventually.
Honestly, it happens to everybody.
Such is life.
I want another bandana. Where's my bomb bandana, by the way? Oh, okay, Dave, leave it there. Right. That's where it should be. I'm going to call it the fucking can't tell a joke or take a joke bandana. Let me have it. Fuck.
Just a bandana.
You got that one quick.
I was going to nickname it Kelly.
All right, here's the deal. This is the bomb bandana for you civilians.
Bandana.
So if you tell a joke and it stinks, which I'm sure you will, we're going to throw this at you, and you need to tie it around your microphone so we know who the last person who threw a stinker out there was.
And then shut the fuck up, right?
No, please. Keep talking. We want you to tie it tighter and tighter and tighter. And by the end of the thing, you got to eat it if you told too many. But, it's glad it's here.
So it seems to be tied pretty tightly where it is now.
That hurt. Are you getting the fucking hang of the show right away, aren't you?
It doesn't take me long.
Fucking killer from Maneater.
You guys both look like you lead the Aryan group in prison and you're fighting over the power.
We do.
Yeah, but Shuley's
fighting over me as the bitch.
Yeah, Shuley's our middleman. He's our getter. Yeah. He's the guy who gets, what do you need? What do you need, boss? What do you need cigarettes and a bird? I got it.
Pump.
So this is it's 11 o'clock at night. It's pretty, we all did spots tonight, right?
Yep.
No.
You all did real well, too.
Well, not all of us.
Yeah, you did. I enjoyed it.
Who was your favorite?
Come on, be a man. It's a Solomon-like decision here. The split between the two of you.
Really?
Right? You were both great.
Soder and Kelly.
I mean, if you had to pay.
If I had to pay? No, you have to pay me.
Which I did earlier.
I want to know, if you had to pay, who would you pick?
I would pay to see both of you.
No, yeah. But okay. Yeah. But it was
this guy could be my dad, the way his corporate answers.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, well, you guys are both terrific.
Yeah, well, I spent 25 years in Washington. What do you expect?
What were you there for? What'd you do in Washington?
Too much.
What would you do? Hookers? What happened?
I was like a policy guy. I was a communications consultant, communication, which was happening every moment. Yeah.
By the way, all three of those things he just made up not to say what he really did.
What did he do?
I can't tell you.
Well, we'd have to kill you first.
Classified.
You do look like Hitman. Yeah.
About what?
Remember the video game Hitman? Like if he got old?
Every time I see him at work when I'm leaving and I give him a slap on the side of the arm like that, it's a fucking oak tree. This guy is solid, dude.
You really are fucking
solid. Like he's killed someone with hand to hand, no doubt.
Were you in the military at all?
Not that I can answer.
Were you really?
Not
dude,
that
you're making me really interested in you in a sexual way.
Yeah.
Listen,
you're cute, but you're just not my type.
Oh, shit. All right. Gee, I'm married. Listen, don't fucking fuck up my self-esteem. I have a wife. I'm not sucking your dick.
Dude, what, he'd be such a waste in the military with that voice. What could he do?
I don't know. Soothe the Viet Cong?
Everybody come out of their huts.
Charlie, come out of the trees.
Win the hearts and minds.
Yeah.
<He's> like,
good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam.
That is a voice that you could grab onto in the midst of combat. If you had flashbangs going around you, you're just like, over here. You're like, I gotta follow that one.
Who wants to see my ear necklace?
My, oh, Jesus.
The old crud. Hey,
war's a motherfucker.
So you're not gonna tell us what you did in Washington?
No, I did. I told you.
Oh, so sure.
I was a communications consultant, crisis communications.
What's a crisis?
That's a great way of wording that you had dangerous phone conversations.
No, you know what it is? It's when Scopo goes.
What is crisis in Washington? Everyday life.
Really?
Yeah.
Communications crisis.
She's fucking dead, man. She's fucking on the floor of the hotel bathroom. I fucking know, man. She fucking did too much blow, man.
We'll take care of it.
Listen to me. Put her in the bathtub.
Now,
she bleeds, it goes down the drain.
Underneath the sink is a saw. I want you to take that saw and gently cut her at the kneecap. I want you to take your finger, put it on the kneecap, go 2 inches down. That right there, if you cut directly through, should be an easy cut.
Can you come to Washington? We could use someone like you.
Look at those hands. Jesus Christ, you've murdered people.
He's all man, dude.
Dude.
That's the last guy you want to see at a fucking late night truck stop bathroom. Just a shredded old guy. Just fucking can just choke you out while you suck.
By the way, he does kind of look like that old shredded dude from the poster that's like notoriously shredded for being like 80.
He's notorious?
For the low T?
Yeah. I didn't know he was notorious.
Notorious.
Why was he notorious?
I want to loosen that knot, Bobby.
Why do you hate the sunglasses?
Because I don't like it. Can I tell you
that's exactly what he wants.
Exactly.
You understand?
I'm giving it.
Yeah, I know.
It's infuriating.
He wants you to hate the things he does, so you respond. Lewis learned this. If I'm not going to get attention from my mom and dad because they're dead, I'm going to do negative attention from other people, and that's what he's doing. He's pissing you off to get you aggravated, so you take it off. And the more you say take it off, the more he's going to fucking keep him on. If you just keep your mouth shut, after a while, he's going to feel like an idiot because he can't really see us, okay? And his eyes are going to get fucking... It's going to get hard to wear them inside.
You want to know something crazy right now?
What?
I'm looking at Dan.
Good.
Fuck yourself.
Look at that.
He's not the first comic to do a podcast with blue blockers on.
Yeah, there's dude. I like the idea of nobody being able to see who I'm looking at. I like watching people. It's a new experience, dude. You guys should all try it.
I'm doing sensory deprivation comedy.
Yeah, he did that. That's his new show. It's we all put sunglasses on and we do comedy in the dark. So you really can't see us.
I had a good time on that show.
It was a great show, the Dark Comedy Show. Thank you, Dan. Coming back soon, very soon.
Okay,
guys.
Dan. Really? Did you?
Yeah, Bobby, I enjoyed myself.
I hate you.
Help me out. Bail me out.
Did you really? Let me explain. Surely. He ran a show, you know, right?
I've heard about this. Where the show is all in the dark?
Completely in the dark, which literally is ridiculous because comedy...
Waitresses must hate it.
No, they're getting finger fucked. You can't see, so you're just hearing the jokes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which is ridiculous.
So there's no sight gags going on here.
Well, it's not that the sight gags, but you need to...
Yeah, Bobby, like, just because half your jokes you have to skip in to make people laugh.
That was fucking good.
That hurt.
God damn, that was good.
It's a challenge to make people laugh without using visuals and without being able to go to crowd work. And also the experience of doing it, it's fucking trippy, dude. You can hear people breathing. You can hear people like whispering. It's fucking...
This guy sucks. I wish the lights were on because he's funnier.
You can hear people go turn on the lights.
Yeah. You can smell.
You can hear people.
No, dude, the people that came out
of the show. You can smell you because you rollerbladed over there.
You can hear people breathing. Is that what is that about? People breathing.
Well, because what happens is your other senses get heightened because you have no sight.
So it's like you and Stevie Wonder or something, right?
Actually, that was it was really funny. That's what Sam Morrell said. That's the line he used. He said, "This is how Stevie Wonder does it every time."
Yeah, right.
He doesn't do jokes though.
Who? Sam Morril? Yeah, you're right.
Stevie.
I think it's dumb. This is what I hate about it, that we come to the point with stand-up where we can't just, you know, it's not hard enough writing a fucking good joke right. and going up and performing it. Now we have to fucking shut the lights out.
No.
Then we're going to have to juggle.
Dude,
then
that's
we're
not true. You're, here's why you're wrong, dude. There's enough.
Don't point at me.
Especially you.
Don't fucking point at me.
On your level or Dan's level or, yes. or even my level where I'm not like crazy hurting for fucking stage time. The truth is, you need to do things. You need to do things to get people that want to come out and see you regularly, right. and sometimes you need to think outside of the box. And the truth is, I'm getting 30, 40 people to show
what
up.
What happened
a show.
To the now at the end of my show? I have you on audio saying on another podcast, what the fuck? Why do we have to have all the bells and whistles at shows? Why isn't it just enough that we do stand up? I don't like shows.
Well,
with
that was
all
a shitty show. It was in front of jazz music. That's weird.
Yeah, but you said I don't believe you need all the bells and whistles.
I said parlor tricks.
Parlor tricks to do. Why can't we just do stand up?
I was wrong.
So you went to stand up in the dark from that?
Let me tell you. Also, the guy who was doing that show is genuinely a guy who needs stage time. Kelly Fasuka is genuinely somebody who's hurting for stage time and dying for stage time. She should not.
Hey guys, you can see me at the Viper show. I do a set holding a Viper. Guys, I did a show in Italy next to a mime.
She's in the chat room right now, by the way.
Yeah, hi Kelly. Hey, you fat bitch.
Dude, just, you understand?
Is there no respect here?
No, there's respect here.
Ben, no respect.
Only disrespect.
No respect.
You just treated him like a monkey.
Okay, come on. All right, take the glasses off. Just once. Take them off.
Come on.
Come on.
Take them off.
I'm trying to see.
I take them off. I have a black eye. Like, he's been hitting me.
Hey, all right.
He's been punching me in the face.
I would love it if both your eyes were dead. Like your retina's detached in your sleep.
One time I starved.
Guys, I have homeless dog eye.
I starved my turtle when I was like 9.
You have shrew face eye.
I stopped feeding him, and then I came in one day after like 3 weeks, and he had no eyes.
Oh,
wait, why did you stop feeding?
Michelangelo.
How do you forget feeding a turtle? It's always in the same spot.
I had ADD.
So you stomped him?
I wish you had A.
I murdered my turtle. I murdered him.
You murdled your turtle.
AIDS.
I know. I wish he wouldn't shut the fuck up though to get the line in.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I wish you had AIDS, but he just yaps over me.
You just made a turtle suffer for 3 weeks.
You starved your turtle.
Fucked up. I mean,
it was an accident, guys.
That's like Keith Robinson's joke where his chick's, I'm going to kill your turtles, motherfucker. He goes, you know how patient you have to be to kill a turtle?
Yeah,
come out of that shell, motherfucker.
It's not like turtles eat a lot every day. So
that's
you had to
too.
Wait a long while for the turtle to die.
Yeah, it was a wild
thing. What is this about you?
He had no eyes. It was terrifying. Did
not
I see
after
his
you
little face?
Squashed him, he didn't have any eyes.
Well, I didn't squash him.
Dude, that's like what serial killers do, don't they? They kill pets when
they're No, like, I didn't fucking suffocate him. I just starved him to death.
Hey, Michelangelo, I'm going to show you what I can take away from you.
He was edging the turtle. He would get it right before it passed out and then take the thing off it.
He was quiet, stayed to himself, never bothered anybody at all.
No, it's not Lewis.
What's he building in there?
Yeah. Oh my God, you made it into a story.
What's he building in there?
It's like fucking catch a predator all of a sudden.
I know, all right? He's building. What? The fuck?
He never mows his grass. What's he building?
Why are you looking at him? Why are you staring at him?
I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at you.
We don't know what he's looking at.
You don't know who I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
I've never killed an animal in my life.
It was an accident, dude.
Yeah,
have you ever killed an animal by accident?
Never.
Not once?
You've never hit somebody, animal in the road?
You never sat on
anything? Roadkill? No roadkill?
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Nothing, Julie? He said, you never sat on anything.
I got it.
That was a fucking great joke. See, if you don't wake What's up, soda, the, I the, swear the, to God.
I'm drinking iced coffee.
I will fucking suck it down. So put it in your blood system. I need you. I got this fucking glasses, fuck. I got Sweet Voice McGee over here. I got you fucking AIDS beard. Fucking trash me. And then I got this fucking creepy civilian hasn't said a word.
But old Nate's fine.
All right. I need you, you cocksucker. Suck it down.
We must be doing okay because you're not passing the bandana around.
No, because
anyone.
I'm getting hammered. Everybody's got great ones. He said skip to my Lou joke. This fucking killing pets with my fucking body. Fucking Adrian's going to slam me next, this fucking son of a bitch.
I don't even dare to speak. I'm just...
Ah, you can talk, dude. Where are you from, brother?
I'm bad. No, I had a...
He looks like Dennis the Menace's father.
That's
where,
perfect.
Where are you from, man?
Where I'm from?
Yeah,
I'm
originally.
State of Maine.
State of Maine. Where do you live now?
Yeah, in Belgium. Brussels, Belgium.
No shit.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Shit.
Yeah.
How do you make it out? How do you get out to Belgium from Maine?
Oh, it's a long, boring story.
Cocaine.
Yeah,
Nazis.
It's just not very funny.
It's not. No, but what is it? No, it is. It's interesting. It's not going to be funny. We know that. But
no, I came up here. I thought this was going to be the jazz jam session.
Oh, well, you missed out.
That's downstairs. That's when Gnome scares all the people out of his packed restaurant by playing fucking jazz and old Jewish tunes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, play Fiddle on the Roof one more time.
Yeah, they're stomping on glass.
If I was a rich man.
I think we should go over to Off the Wagon.
How is your soup?
Where
what?
Is the little boy?
I can't
I
hear you. Can I have the borscht?
Are you just a giant Jean-Claude Van Damme
fan? Can you
have
the boys? Well, no, I mean, no. No.
Is that why you moved to Brussels?
From Brussels.
So I'll give you guys some fodder now. No, I'm a jazz musician.
Oh,
are you really?
Yeah,
what do you play?
No shit. No, I'm a trombonist. And
get out of here.
No,
is
always,
it trombone or trombonist?
It depends on which part of the country you're from.
Oh!
Okay.
Hang on.
There goes the bandana.
The
here
first
comes
time
the
a
bandana.
Civilian gets it. There you go. Wrap Brussels. It right, I right, feel wrap it right around there, you fucking cunt. No,
I
listen.
See what you did there.
So, thank you, Dan.
What's your name again, dude?
Danny, you better wake up, you
coffee's kicking in on that line.
Listen, Joe List's older brother, which I just realized Shuley looks like. He looks like. And Lewis, I don't know what's. Fuck.
Lewis sucked the energy out of you with the dumb glasses.
The glasses is killing everything.
Yeah, fucking trust
me. You know what I did? It's a push and the pull, man. I'm keeping you on your toes.
No, you're not.
And you just watched Jeff Ross set for 20 minutes. I can suck the life out of you. Listen. Here, listen.
Oh! Bobby hit Jeff Ross. Bobby hit Jeff Ross. Hashtag it.
I love Jeff Ross.
Hashtag that, guys, everyone. Go ahead.
Who's everyone?
Go Mites Unite.
You have four people. They unite. It's four people. That's it. Listen. What are you in Brussels for? What do you do, really?
I'm a music teacher, which is
no shit.
Yeah, which is relatively boring.
But is it like here that wouldn't pay that much? I mean, you went to Brussels. Uh-huh. Is it better over there?
Now you're onto something.
It's better over there.
This is why I live overseas.
But right, because it pays. Yeah, right.
He was telling me earlier he works for the DOD.
Yeah,
and you teach kids who are military.
God,
right? Yeah. That's
What's
it?
The DOD?
Department of Defense.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan, for
it's
doing
a,
it.
It's a Washington thing.
I know the DOD.
Well, what? Okay.
I just asked for the people that in their chat room who don't know.
Okay.
So I am definitely the odd man out here because...
Well, no, you're not, dude. You're an artist. You're a musician. You got to have some type of sense of humor and some type of tempo,
yeah,
like
funnier
comics.
Than Scopo.
So do you only... Is you've, the trombone the only instrument that you play?
Actually, no. I'm
first of all...
Teaching and playing all the instruments
piano,
that are in the band.
Flute.
I just had to pick up an instrument at my age. I had to pick up drums in the last
awesome.
8 months.
Wow.
And it's... I mean, you know what's weird is that you go from person to person with an instrument, and everybody tells you something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just learned the other day, like I was doing rudiments a lot,
sure.
like you know, paradiddles,
they're
and
fucking hard,
singlets.
Man. Yeah.
Well, they're hard, but then I talked to Questlove, who's the drummer for the Tonight Show,
of course.
And I said,
"Hey, Questlove,
we're
I'm doing rudiments, yes,
dude.
Name dropping. We're now name dropping." Name dropping.
Hey, Quest.
You don't need to do that, by the way. Okay, you don't need to ever cup the microphone.
Okay, fine.
Your voice is silky enough.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, don't ever turn into a black comic on my show again.
Can you just hand me some more of that chili salsa? Dead Quest.
Behind the Music with Bobby Kelly.
So anyways, he told me, he goes...
Who
is
this now? Who told you?
Questlove.
Oh, all right.
Who is that?
I call him Q.
Who was it?
Q Money.
I call him French Toast.
Q. Who was it again?
Questlove. Here's the deal. We got it. Move on. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Seriously, do it again. I'm throwing something at your fucking head. No, but we he said to me, he goes, yeah, you don't need... You have songs that they got. You just learned
those.
How
did he say
it,
though?
He goes, sit there and just play the song over and over until nauseam. Just keep playing the song until you learn the song. Because you don't have to become a drummer. You have to learn how to play those songs. You have to look like you can play the drums. And I was like, no one's ever fucking said that. I'm sitting there doing paradiddles for 2 hours.
Right.
He goes, that's just to warm up. You should do the rudiments to warm up and then play songs learn the songs.
I think there's a lot of parallels. I mean, I'm sitting down there in the Comedy Cellar watching you guys, and I'm thinking... You guys are fucking hilarious, But I mean,
as you should.
But you practice that shit over and over and over.
Right.
And then when you're performing for the in front of the audience, they're just thinking it's just you're improvising.
It's fresh.
But it's stuff that you've worked on and you're ready to go. Same with a jazz musician. You work on that shit over and over and over, but then in the context of an improvised solo, you're hopefully making it sound fresh, and it's the drummer that's going to kick the band. And
so here's what you're right. They're all cattle.
But here's what I found frustrating with music teachers is that I remember when I was like 11, I went to take drum lessons, and the first week,
1967,
maybe two weeks, I still didn't even have sticks. The guy never gave me his own sticks.
It's a fake method.
He's just, and he's
what were the lessons?
Well, it was like reading music. And,
put
and
your
I'm
dick
like,
out, Chewy.
I'm like, give me fucking sticks. Stop sticking drums. Your dick in my mouth.
So
like,
who are the top five drummers in your opinion? Top five.
Who? Steve Gadd.
Don't know.
Somebody we know.
Homo. Robert Kelly.
Neil Peart, yeah. Awesome.
Oh, that's Rolling Stone. Everybody says that.
Rolling Stone says that Mick Fleetwood is among the top five.
Okay.
Mick Fleetwood?
What about the drummer from Paul McCartney's drummer is amazing, too. What's his name?
Maybe,
Abe? I think
maybe
his name is
I'm
Abe.
Amazed.
He's fucking great. He's really great. Keith Moon is fucking unbelievable.
Well, there's so many unbelievable musicians.
Richard Christie.
How could you pick, I mean, other than you five here, how could you pick the top five comedians?
It's all subjective.
Easy.
I was just wondering what yours were. It's all subjective.
Yeah. It is subjective, and it depends on the context of the ensemble they're playing with and who makes them sound better by what they're adding to it. But the drummer's really important.
What's your instrument now? What is it?
I'm a trombonist.
All right, can you leave?
Or a trombone.
Can you get the fuck out of here? No. I thought you were a drummer. Listen, get the fuck. Take your bugle and beat it.
I feel like with drums or like music in general, like it's gotten to a point where it's.
Do you?
People.
Really?
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Did you really?
Oh, come on.
Oh.
It progresses.
You don't like
so
it, do you, Dimples?
You can't pick
what can't
Keith
we do?
Moon, dude.
Why?
Because he's just so fucking old school.
Keith Moon is not old school.
Yeah, he is. Dude.
Are you crazy?
What do you mean? He's dead. He's been dead for 20 years.
So is your dad. Does that make him old school?
Guys, no need for that. We're talking music, bro, dead dads.
You're right.
That's the time and a place.
No, but I'm just saying, like, people build on what those guys
did. I mean it.
But Keith Moon was doing stuff that guys are doing today with equipment that was only made a few years. You know, Keith Moon
doesn't know what he's talking
about. Revolutionary.
No, motherfucker, I'm a drummer.
You don't know what you're talking about. Call me a motherfucker again.
No one's mentioned Ginger Baker in this.
Can we?
Ginger Baker.
Hang on. Guys, let's not talk over each other. What?
Bada boom.
Can we have a drum off?
With who?
You and Lewis?
No, I'm not a drummer. I'll admit it. Okay. I know how to play the drums a little bit. I think Lewis can play drums better than me, but I don't think he's a great drummer.
No, I didn't think that.
What if Quest Love steps up for you?
Quest Love. First of all,
Quest Drum.
You know what? Here's what happened. I don't know if I don't like. I know Quest.
Black
he's
people.
A great guy.
Who?
Relax with your fucking stuff. I'm not losing my podcast because you're a shit dick.
Who?
He is Quest Love. Do it again. I swear to God, you fucking bald, old lesbian.
Dude, I would love to. He throws you in some CIA move. You just run it at a blitz.
I'm not kidding you. This guy would fucking hurt anybody in this room.
Dude, that was the funniest move. That's been the funniest move. Old Nate just gave him the bandana.
Brussels.
Nate from Brussels.
Bandana.
The job Nate should really have.
I love that you brought like just a killing machine on the podcast and you lose your shit on him.
Man, I fucking told you.
He's just like, shut up. And just fucking breaks your feet. Yeah.
He comes over, snaps my neck, and leaves. And then makes Lewis suck his cock before he leaves.
We'll have to make him, man.
See, I'm proud to have the bandana.
You gotta do a paradiddle first.
He really is a big motherfucker. I'm looking at his biceps right now.
Shake his hand
for me because I'm too far away.
Dad. Shake hands.
Yeah. But don't be mean.
But give him a hand.
Hello.
Give him a hand.
Oh, fuck that noise.
It's like that's Terminator.
Lewis has big man hands.
Yeah,
Lewis, you shake his hand. Shake his hand. Let's do it. Come on.
Oh.
Squeeze it! Squeeze it!
Don't do
it! Squeeze it!
He buckled Lewis.
What?
Squeeze it! Squeeze it!
Lewis is not. You a real ass dude, bitch. You gonna let this motherfucker break your hand?
Hamburg has a farm.
Oh, this is crazy.
Like Hamburg, literally, my hand's broken.
Okay, let go.
Lewis just got mangled.
Hold your hand up to the camera.
Hey, you got a pretty good handshake there.
Looks like you just tried to finger fuck a fat girl.
Looks like you have cerebral palsy now.
Yeah. Oh, my. I shoe horses, don't
you
they?
What?
I shoe horses.
You would be that guy in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just the guy that they stumble across and they kill his daughter by accident and he just murders like 19 fucking kingsmen.
The whole castle.
Right? Then a fucking, then the dragon comes down and just burns him to a crisp.
I have no business with your war. I'm just a sick, quiet farmer.
War.
I love
that. I don't, this guy, yeah. He's a little bit of a weirdo. He's got.
I like what are you talking about?
He's you guys a weirdo. Out.
Why is he a weirdo?
I like him.
But why do you think he's a weirdo?
Because we were just talking and he just went, oh. That's why.
He's got a couple belts in him, so watch out.
He's like, he's like your friend's dad. We're like, he's fun.
Yeah. No, this is like my friend's dad over here. Just quiet and peering.
Yeah, he's like my enemy's dad.
He's peering through little doll eyes.
Yeah. He's quiet.
He's like, hey, y'all want to talk about Vanderbilt?
He's quiet. Always stay to himself.
You know what else they got over? You know what else they got over in Europe? Hookers.
Y'all like Vandy?
Vanderbilt.
Hey,
he's
guys.
Like halfway between Nate and Dr. Steve.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I can't even compete. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Uh-oh. It's the American rattlesnake. I think you're doing a great job on the podcast. I'm sorry. If like the old Nate thing offends you, I'm really sorry about that. I really respect your broadcasting career, and I am pretty terrified of
you. Yeah, well, fuck you.
No. I mean, that's not how you come at the American rattlesnake. The American rattlesnake's nice.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake is the mean one.
Oh, yeah.
This is the American.
I lived in Puerto Rico. I know that.
Of course you did.
Hey, Lewis.
I did. They don't have rattlesnakes
in
Puerto Rico.
Those sunglasses are cool.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. What do they have?
There are no poisonous snakes on the island of Puerto Rico.
Really?
You know,
he says it so right, his, by the way.
Oh, your persona's fucked.
Your persona stinks. There's no rattlesnakes on your dumb island.
No, but that has nothing to do with it. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
You're the you're the iguana rattlesnake. You lettuce-eating pussy.
The Puerto Rican garter snake.
This is what you should do. This is what you should do when you tell a good joke.
You guys don't understand my backstory. I'm a rattlesnake that was raised in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. Hence, I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. The Puerto Rican iguana is born.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you cut off my tail, I'll grow it back. I'm going to walk slowly across this highway.
I sun myself on a rock.
I will maybe bite you. Possibly. There's
can
a
you,
chance.
Can you
that.
See me? I blended in with this bush.
My saliva could be acidic.
Yeah.
I just ate a smaller lizard.
Yeah. Louis, snakes. There's no snakes on your island, dum-dum.
No, I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm a rattlesnake, hence the name Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
You're not a rattlesnake.
No poisonous snakes. Fucking they're snakes, but no poisonous.
Yeah, the garden snake. Irish hippopotamus.
We get
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, dude.
Oof. That was just mean.
Bobby went to grab the bomb bandana off his mic.
Kelly Festuca just took over my body.
I'm in. Like go, mate.
What do you think Kelly did in Italy while she was gone?
Sucked cock.
Jesus Christ. I mean, can you settle down?
Lewis.
At least say pizza.
I don't know. Probably.
I want to make the distinction of who has the bandana now.
Lewis J.
Yes, Lewis J. Gomez.
Yeah.
It came back and has the bandana.
I got the bandana
this ain't his first rodeo. He ain't scared. He ain't scared.
What do you think, Dan, what do you think she did on vacation in Italy?
I don't give a shit.
Besides load up on carbs.
Just went places.
Like what?
Mom, the podcast is going really well. I got Joe the other week. He got so mad.
And everyone's like, oh, there's a Leaning Tower of Pisa. I wish that Australian girl would shut up.
I wish she fell on her.
Just fucking swallowed ravioli's whole like aspirin.
Maybe she sat at a cafe.
God damn, that was good.
I got a headache. Could I have more raviolis?
Two raviolis, call you in the morning.
Kelly, you've already had seven. You can't have more.
But, Mom, I got my period today. I need a ravioli.
Yeah, seven's my limit on ravioli.
You don't even know where he's doing it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, Mom, I've got my period.
Was she Oliver Twist?
No, I was just repeating what you said.
I know. I kind of fucked up the accent.
It was great.
Listen, man. She, you know she ate. Let me tell you something. In Italy, there's Kelly fucking ate. and ate.
I just
imagine
her sitting with her laptop open in like a shitty hotel window, smoking a cigarette, just crying, listening to this right now.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not. She's excited. She's coming back tomorrow.
She's in the chat room, isn't she?
Yeah, she. What's she saying? Kelly, you there? What are you saying?
She's just saying, hey, guys.
Nom, nom, nom.
She just said, hey, guys.
Well, why don't you look, and maybe she said something else.
She can only type with one hand. She's eating with the other.
Yeah. How about an audience with the Pope?
Yeah.
Can you talk again so I can see what mic to turn down? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. You're doing fine.
I think first you tell me to talk more.
Dude, don't use the Lord's name. Fuck me.
Do you believe in him? Say hallelujah. Do not use the Lord's name in vain. Say hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
Say amen.
That's what it is. He's got.
Put your hand on the radio. Say hallelujah.
Why did I ask you to come up here?
He's got public access preacher face.
He really should be on Justified
season
5.
You cannot take it with you, but you can send it ahead, and it will be there when you arrive. Say hallelujah.
How many hookers have you killed with those hands?
Only 43.
How funny would it be if that's how many we find out he murdered? Yeah.
It'd be such great publicity for the show.
Oh, my God. I had
what a soothing voice to be murdered
the
by.
The soothing voice serial killer.
You picked the wrong John tonight, you stupid slut.
Excuse me while I slit your throat.
Yeah. I'm going to make the lights go out.
Stop talking or you will never see your family again.
This just in, I'm going to choke you with your own hair.
Here's Bill with the weather.
But first, here's how it happened on the Howard Stern Show today.
Yes. Good evening, I'm the news.
Let me smell your underwear.
I'm going to take one earring and a lock of your hair.
I'm going to keep your nipples in a box in my house.
I'm going to wear your skin over my face.
Keep your nipples in a box. That sounds like a punk band. That'd be a great name for a punk band. Give it up for nipples in a box, motherfucker.
Punk band on the punk band.
Scott, are you married?
I am.
I am to Laura. I love my Laura.
We got a baby named Harper.
I love old Nate.
Well, how long
Nate from the future. I quit future comedy Nate. 15 years ago.
I lost my accent.
I teach music in Sweden.
Where are you? After the gardening business went down.
Being married. That's all, folks.
I should show you a picture of my friend that we're talking about that we keep calling you.
Kelly?
Hey, no.
Jesus, I'm not that mean.
Hey, listen, old Nate.
Yeah.
Old Nate?
Are you going to repeat everything? Are you saying this because you can't hear? You old fuck?
What?
Listen.
Fuck.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, what?
So you're married. How long have you been married?
24 years.
24 years.
Wow. Same.
And how many kids do you have?
It's crazy. Two.
You have two kids.
How old are
you? And how long have you lived over there?
I've lived in Belgium for 17 years.
Wow. And, is it expensive? More expensive than here?
Brussels is an expensive city, but I don't know. I mean, cost of living is probably more expensive there than it is in New York.
What do you
really?
Do? What do you do for fun over there?
Yeah. I can't really talk about that.
Belgian bitches.
Oh, you can't hear.
No, stop. No, you can't. You're my friend's friend, and I'm not having you fucking ruin everything because you're trying to fit in with these losers on this podcast. All right, you.
Losers.
Yeah.
Not you.
I don't have any plaid shirts like that.
Hey, listen.
Although my daughter was giving me shit for wearing plaid shorts that look like that.
Okay. Plaid shorts.
Hey, I forget your name. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott. So you're over there in Belgium.
Yeah.
And do you live in Belgium?
I live in Belgium.
I'm going to turn your mic off. All right. That's never happened in your 62 years career. It's never happened. All right.
Only
it's
once.
It's got to happen.
Damn.
Only once when I was working radio in Seoul, South Korea at the time.
No, it was Puerto Rico.
I was on a base in Puerto Rico. A little girl had one of the hookers I was trying to murder had gotten away from me.
September 17th, 1941.
A day that will live in infamy.
So you're over there. And you live in Brussels, downtown or in the suburbs?
I'd love to live downtown, but my wife wants to live
outside.
I feel
like you know where the fucking thing is.
I've been to Brussels twice.
Yeah, well, you guys are all welcome to come
You've
over.
You've never even eaten Brussels sprouts.
Boo!
Wow.
I think
that's sunglass off.
The bandana needs to move, I think, after this.
You need to take your sunglasses off. That one? Dude, that was so fucking bad. That was beyond pun.
Yeah.
That was bad.
That was terrible.
I knew it was going
to
be bad.
You should get time out for that. You should. I want you to sit on the couch. Adrian, sit where he sits.
Oh, we have real coupons.
Where are they?
Go stand in the corner like Blair Witch.
You really carry them around?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
He legitimately always
never knows what's
going to
pop up.
Well, for Christmas, we had a Yankee swap, and Lewis, because he's poor and he doesn't make enough money at comedy, had to make his own coupons.
Cost me $22 to print these coupons.
Which happened to be the best gift of all. Wow. Dan got them. Now he has these coupons that he gets to use every once in a while. And we're going to see what he's got right now, and maybe we'll use one. You know what? I want a nice coffee, man. Hopefully there's a store one in there.
Yeah.
No. Coffee was already used.
Yeah. What about Bed Bath & Beyond?
What?
Must complete 3 acts of kindness. No, thanks.
No, we don't want that. No.
Compliment Kelly. She's not here.
No.
5 minutes of silence on the podcast.
Oh.
No.
Now, 10 minutes of silence on the podcast.
Wow, that's a good one.
That is a good one, but I'm going to save that one for apologize to whoever you've offended. 30-second simulated blowjob on a dildo. No, thank you.
Nah, we've seen that.
So I'm thinking about
the cock gavel, though.
Here's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about taking the 5 minute, and there is no law against this, but crossing this out and instead writing in its place, taking off sunglasses and using it as a coupon.
No, that's not the way the real ass coupons work.
Well, you don't have the legality behind it. Yeah, I can do that.
You can't fucking just do what you...
I issued the real ass coupons.
Yeah, but no, he has them.
Okay, this coupon says 5 minutes of silence.
Oh, you know what?
Now you have to give me $10,000.
Okay, and not only that, Lewis, I compliment you. You fucking have clauses on this thing.
I do have clauses.
Transferability depends upon issuer's consent.
Yeah.
This are you part Jewish? Yeah. You're fucking backdoor.
I literally kill myself.
Lewis, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
This is really impressive. Void where prohibited, which you just used because you heard it in a commercial.
I would like to...
Misuse warrants armbar. This is a real-ass coupon.
I would like to thank Nick and Aaron from Boston, who made the new... for when we have court, sometimes sometimes we go to court here. We put people on trial.
A gavel.
Court.
We have a new cock gavel.
You know what, court?
Woohoo! That we'd like to thank... Nick and Aaron for making for us. So thank you very much.
From Boston.
You guys did it. And everyone believes in you, and everyone's real happy
about
it.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me.
So where else are people listening to this show from?
We actually got listeners all over the fucking world, to be honest with you. I mean, which is weird to me.
Just
because
not Brussels.
All over the fucking world.
You will next month.
We do have people in Brussels that listen, actually. It's weird how many. We have a lot in Germany.
That's why
for some
I can't talk about what I do.
But probably because of Lewis. We have a lot in Germany. Okay.
That
wasn't a bomb. That was a bomb.
That was.
Because he's racist.
That was a fracture.
I agree with
you. Dude, he's racist.
I'm not racist. I'm real.
We're right back at you. Thank you, dumb
dumb. That was a joke. That was a real statement.
No, it's right back at you twice.
Bombed with it.
It's like a bomb tennis match.
you know what? He should get the fucking bandit for making the sound effect.
I made that.
Oh, sorry.
Do
you think
I'm here?
Yeah, you know? If you had to
tell me to bring it, I can't. It's either that or fall asleep in the sunglasses. Wonder what Lewis is doing.
I have been to Brussels before. Where have you been?
What do you mean?
Out of the country. I want
to
know.
I've been to Jamaica.
Doesn't count.
Queens?
Doesn't count.
Anywhere a fucking 16-year-old white girl can go doesn't count.
60-year-old white girl.
A 16-year-old white girl can
shit.
Go.
It's like Dayton. Brussels.
I've been to Panama City. I've been to...
Cancun.
I went to Acapulco when it was hot.
Fort Lauderdale. Cancun.
Miami.
Atlantic City.
Where have you been?
I was on the MTV Spring Break Tour.
Besides somewhere you can win on The Price is Right.
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't count.
Fest.
Puerto Rico doesn't count.
And Jamaica. Go ahead.
Mexico.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, that does.
We're connected.
Canada.
Doesn't count.
It's
and you were kicked
Amsterdam.
Out of Canada. You were kicked out of Canada.
You were kicked
Canada
out of Canada?
Times.
Where out of the Americas
Why
have
we,
you been?
Where
I mean, he's got a point.
I know the fingers is what fucking his little wall.
Oh, I chose to ignore it.
Okay, yeah.
I got that muscle activated about like my mom's boyfriends when I just ignore when I'd see fucked up things. I'd be like, I'm not gonna tell. I'm not gonna ruin Trish's evening with that little piece of information.
You got instant blinders.
Yeah.
You walk in, he's fixing his junk behind your mother's back.
Yeah.
Then he just sticks his finger in the soup.
How about we go to Black Angus tonight?
I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. I like you, Jerry.
The Bahamas. Bahamas
don't count. No,
you didn't go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't go to Amsterdam either.
You didn't go to Amsterdam.
Yes, I did.
Really?
You did?
Yes. You fucking. Why would I?
Why would you not say that first?
Because I don't know, I was thinking about places that I went.
He was so high there, he didn't remember.
Jamaica's a real place. Why does the Jamaica or Mexico count in your mind? Are you
because
out of your mind?
Mexico you can fucking walk to.
How yeah.
you no, you
up?
Can.
But
how
yeah, you can. What? Go down to Texas and just walk across a little stream
of
water.
Are you that dumb?
El Paso.
Yeah. You cannot walk to Mexico from here, you idiot.
I didn't say from
here.
I
mean, technically
I said you
could.
You walk
definitely
from
could.
A Bobby. It would be a long walk.
I could,
would,
too.
I'll tell you, Bobby would show up in a lot better shape if he walked.
He would buy a Vespa halfway there.
That hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry about that.
That was really hurtful. I've had no sugar,
I'm just
no
tripping
grapes.
Out that this looks like if we did a 5-year reunion in the future, it's List and Nate just back on the podcast in like five years.
Yeah, the genetics on this podcast really stink.
Yeah.
When Dan's the hottest guy on the show.
The heartthrob?
Yeah, you're the heart with little fucking Tracy Morgan forearms.
I don't know what that means,
little
man.
Forearms that don't match your body.
No,
just
they don't.
Own it.
You don't.
Your head doesn't
thank
match
you,
your body.
Thank you, fucking Jamal.
Yeah. Can I just ask why you were kicked out of Canada? I'm just curious.
I wasn't kicked out of Canada. I was not allowed entrance to Canada.
Why is that?
That's called kicked out.
Sunglasses?
No, it's not. It's
yeah, you were, because you were actually talking
well,
to a border.
I wasn't in
you
Canada.
You were talking to somebody.
Why,
so,
hold on, you
why were you not
hold
allowed
on,
into
I,
Canada?
If I, hold on. If I, did, if I was not allowed entrance to the mall, if I got to the doors of the mall that said, hey, you can't come in here,
okay.
Would you say you got kicked out of the mall?
Okay, hang on
one
second.
I would say you were not allowed in
but
the mall.
Right. Hang on one second. If you walk, if the people that kick you out of the mall, the security, were inside the entrance, and you stepped a couple feet into the mall.
I didn't step into the mall.
You have to. Well, you're can like, I tell you why you had to? Because those people, they're front. They're.
They don't hang in the parking
they're
lot.
They work for Canada in Canada. So when you talk to them, they're in Canada. You're
not,
technically
not in Canada.
You're technically in Canada.
Why were you there not you allowed in Canada?
Yeah, what did
because
you do?
I had infractions on my record.
Stop
but that
going in and out of the microphone. Dummy.
In other words, you're
you
a criminal?
Rocking psychopath.
I'm a criminal.
Criminal.
But no, that's not what it, that was
criminal.
Criminal.
Yeah,
he's
criminal.
Doing this to the microphone like yeah. He's an R&B singer.
I'm a criminal.
That's why he's got the sunglasses.
He stinks.
So what infractions specifically?
You're not
were
looking
there?
At me right now.
No, I'm because surely.
Guys, Lewis, my stepdad's asking you a question.
What were the infractions?
I've had a bunch of infractions, but that wasn't even the issue.
Well, it kept you out of Canada.
One of the guys that I went with got caught lying, saying he wasn't working in the country, and then they wanted
why
to like
guys
fuck
do
us.
That?
Because you, if what? You say if you say you're working in Canada, they have to pull you over and like check all your shit out and make sure.
Yeah,
that
but they're
fucking
gonna check you anyways.
No, not always, dude. I've done it before. I've lied and gotten through.
But look at it this way: your buddy lied and got caught, so obviously they checked.
Well, it's Big J, not just my buddy.
Yeah.
Big
okay.
J lied and said he wasn't performing on the festival, and then they looked his shit up online.
Yeah, they looked at his fingerless gloves, and they were like, this guy's full of shit.
They printed out his fucking...
Is it because you refused to take the sunglasses off?
Yes.
Yes.
It's coming over
don't,
to you.
No, I don't want that.
It's not an option.
You should put it in your back pocket so you can pick up guys later.
So what did he do that you had to lie about so he could
well,
get
we,
in?
No, we were performing
well,
there.
That was very real of you, Chris.
He lied about Scott.
Scott, thank you.
Scott, sorry.
Chris.
Yeah, whatever. Chris. We'll Chris for the show.
I answer to Chris.
And we'll do AKA so you can talk about those hookers in fucking Belgium.
Well, if you call me Chris, I can tell you all about what I do on my free time.
Okay, Chris, what do you do on
Jesus.
Your
hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just
it's the news guy.
I know.
You want to get to the bottom of the story.
He's fast.
We can harmonize your voice. So
we'll just say that Amsterdam isn't the only place where prostitution is legal.
Yeah. Ooh. Get it, Brussels. Get it all over.
Why are we
all
up in it?
Brussels
it's not
brothel.
Cool. Anyway, hold on. It's not. You don't got to like. He didn't do anything cool. He's paying for pussy.
That's
anybody can do it.
No, not everybody. You can't.
I could.
Not without fucking you. Your house fucking being. Yeah.
Not a bomb. That's a flat tire.
No, wait a minute.
That's a flat tire.
You don't. First of all, don't throw it so hard, you fucking
97 miles
fucking
an hour.
Lenny from Mice and Men. I killed the rabbit. Listen, stop pushing everybody. Settle down with your fucking retard strength.
Yeah, Shuli, will you please shoot him in the head?
Listen. He hit me in the shoulder. I almost ended back down the stairs.
Listen, you don't understand. The bomb bandana is for a bomb. That was a flat tire. I didn't get it out.
That was a bomb.
No.
No, it was a bomb.
No.
All right, let's have a vote.
He's alpha mailing you in the show, Bobby.
Technically, by the rules, it is a flat tire because he didn't get through the whole thing.
I side with the guy who can snap my neck.
Do you know the size of his cock, how massive the helmet must be?
Thank you.
Look at his hands. Not you, Shuli.
My bad.
Shuli could be packing, you know.
Shuli's not packing.
What
do you got? What do you got?
Let me put it to you this way. I've never measured it because
it's not that big.
There's never been a need to.
Why? How big is it, you think?
It's good. I never thought, personally, I'll be honest with you, I never thought it was big.
They're honking because they want to see that dick, Shuli. They want to see
Show that dick.
No.
Show that dick.
I want to see it. All right. Whip it out, dude.
What?
Dude, you got sunglasses on.
First of all, the disrespect, you, at least let me see your eyes when I show you my dick.
Excellent point, Shuli.
What a fucking.
Show your dick.
All right, put them back on.
You're such a queen. You really are just a queen.
What?
As soon as you can find somebody going to show a dick, you'll do whatever they say.
Yeah.
And you took those sunglasses off.
You're so easy.
Shuli, I want to know how big, seriously, please, how big do you think your dick might be? I'll tell you how big my dick is.
Go ahead.
It's probably, now I have two different dicks.
Right.
I have Big Dick Day and Little Dick Day.
Okay, I'm with you.
Bobby's dick is 12 Oreos long. He measures everything in Oreos. you know what?
I liked it, Lewis.
It stumbled to an end, but I liked where it was going. And I get these, by the way.
Can I just say something?
I totally get it.
I love Oreos, so I'm a big fan of the old cookie twist.
They're the best. So, I also gave you probably 3 extra inches there. 12 Oreos, let's get real.
Now he's adding on.
No, I just was thinking about 12 Oreos. That's almost a sneeze.
It doesn't matter.
So how many Oreos?
I want to know how many Oreos your dick is. Mine is probably, all right, Oreo, not double stuffed, right? Regular Oreos.
You always
one,
go to the double
two,
stuff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm 9 Oreos.
9 Oreos.
Let's say 9 Oreos.
I mean, I would say I would have 9 Oreos.
That's 9 Oreos.
9 Oreos.
I have a 56 Oreo link.
I would say somewhere around 11 to 13 Oreos.
You have 13
Oreo
dick?
13 Oreo dick. That's some decent
that's
dick.
That's a nice dick, man. Yeah.
What do you think a Metzger's at? Metzger's probably at 20.
Metzger's got a sleeve. He's got a sleeve. He's got a full sleeve of Oreos.
312 Oreos.
What do you got? How many Oreos do you have, sir?
I've never
think about it.
You've never thought about your dick in terms of Oreos.
Never thought about it in terms of
what a weirdo.
You fucking asshole. You know?
Yeah. What kind of person are you?
I like that you held the face.
It's the cream.
You really sold that joke.
I don't know. I've never thought of it.
Well, think about it.
I've thought of it in terms of railroad ties, but not Oreos.
All right.
How manly of a comparison is that?
God.
When I was building the railroad in the backyard of my land.
What are you?
This
is yours. You own it.
I don't want it.
Say anything. You deserve it.
That's why you get it.
I'll throw a stinker.
Put that on your fucking thing. I swear to God, I'll fight you.
Listen. Throw a stinker out there.
I will run.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to see
all right, I'll have it here.
All right, just leave it there. Listen, here's the deal. Dan, how many Oreos is your dick?
Well, Dan ate 3 of them.
Railroad ties.
I probably have to go like 13 to 15.
Fuck you, dude.
It's his dick's got to match that voice.
You're not his fucking. You're bigger than Shuli?
I would think so. I mean, he's a big guy.
I'm raising mine up to 7. I said 6. I want 9.
No,
I said 9. All right, I'm 9. All right, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back down to 7.
The truth comes out.
If he's 15, I'm 7.
Are these Oreo minis?
What are you? What are
by
you?
The way?
I mean, I'm probably like 7 or 8 Oreos. I mean, I'm not.
So me and you are the same Oreo.
I'm not that many Oreos.
All right, what's up, son? Me and you are fucking Oreo dicks.
Little
Oreo dicks.
But you know what, dude?
What a bunch of cookies.
Our chicks let us
come in. What a bunch of cookies.
I bet Chris got a small dick.
Chris, what do you got, Chris?
Chris does have a small dick.
What do you got, Chris?
He feels uncomfortable discussing the size of his dick in terms of Oreos.
Well,
what do you
want
to do, a Fig Newton? What do you want to do, a Brussels sprouts?
How many chips? How many chips?
Now you can throw it over.
Wait a minute. I was a joke about the bad joke.
Was it? Don't get all meta on me. You try bringing
it
up.
You know what, dude? Go fuck yourself, Dan.
You know what?
I'll go 4 Brussels sprouts.
It's a hot issue.
And he didn't even fucking hear it.
I did hear it. hear it.
I didn't hear it.
Didn't respond. It terrible.
Well, then I guess that's why you get the bandana.
Clarify.
Exactly why. You get it. Chris, how many snickerdoodles are your dick? We need Belgian treats.
Snickerdoodles?
I love Oreos.
How many Belgian waffles
Oreos,
are your
I
count?
Love Oreos. And I
just, Age, I wanna,
11
I don't
is my limit.
Now, next time I'm like sticking my Oreos and milk and eating it while I'm watching.
Oh, yeah, slower.
Get those dick cookies.
I'm going to think back to this night.
Bobby's car.
Creamy, creamy.
Oreos will never taste the same.
Sexy Bobby's Oreo.
You're going to think of Lewis's uncircumcised rattlesnake dick?
I'm circumcised.
I'm gonna need the sunglasses just to eat the Oreos.
Hey, Adrian, hang on one second, guys. Adrian, how big is your dick?
Jamal, by the way.
Huh? You have 11 Oreos.
Fuck out of here.
That's pretty nice.
Scopo's probably. What do you got?
I've seen Scopo's dick. I have video of Scopo's dick.
Can I see it?
Bragger. I still have it on.
That's
here.
Why does he have video of your dick?
He fucking walked into me in the shower when we were in not Foxwoods.
Why do you do
and
that?
I kind of just let him record for a while.
Well, he shows B.
I was in the shower. I was pumped up.
He shows B. Gets her wet, you know?
Oh! Wow, that got real on Lewis's face. Lewis just got real.
Lewis, what's up, dude? That was, if he said that about my chick, I'd be like, fucking angry.
Lewis shot you a look like the sunglasses were still on, by the way, with the way he looked at you.
Wow.
All right, I'll take it.
All right, good. Take the
hey, like I never dug a fucking hole before?
Yeah, right.
A hole.
Put the shovel
Lewis,
down.
Lewis, how you doing after that one?
I'm all right. I'm looking for Scopo's dick.
Did that hurt?
No, it's all right.
You okay with that?
I'm fine with it. I get where we're at now, Scopo.
Is there going to be a reminder after the show where Scopo stands?
What? Where does Scopo stand?
Waiting to get up on checks at LOL.
Oh.
Got real. It kind of got real.
It got real.
Yeah. I think Scopo made it real. Yeah. Lewis had to make it real.
No, I do and hosting spots.
Why don't do this?
Not anymore. No.
We need to teach Scopo how to be funny.
Can you get that dreamy flop of hair out of his face?
I can't get it out of my face. I can't get it out of my face.
We're not talking. I'm listening to me. I'm not talking about fucking comedy, stand-up comedy. I'm talking about I'm talking about regular on the podcast funny. He just fucking, he doesn't. It's either serious or he fucking hurts.
Well, I'm in the zone here. I can't.
It looks like a Boy Scout for Christ's sake. What are you going to do?
Scopo, how about this? I'll do the producing job. Scopo comes, sits here. He can just be funny.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Oh, sit down.
All right, here we go.
This is like Freaky Friday.
Let me show him real quick how to do it or no?
No, he knows how to do it.
I love Lewis. Lewis always just that's Lewis's personality, just in a nutshell. He's just like, I'll do whatever. Yeah, I can do what you do.
All right, I'll fly a plane. You sit as a passenger.
Yeah.
All right, so you just
it's a real ass plane ride.
These are the shots down here.
It's a real ass plane crash.
Yeah, just click on him when you want the shot.
So whoever's talking, but stay in.
He's gonna start doing artsy shots. This is a two frame. I'm gonna get coverage of Scopo.
Is there a fade feature on here?
This is guys. You understand? Listen, guys. Listen.
Don't do that.
Be careful with that. Why? That's all lighting up and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, look who's still producing.
All right, don't do that. Listen,
give the Boy Scout the mic.
Here's the deal. Well, this is a big moment. Scopo's on the show for probably the very first time.
Yeah.
Scopo.
I'm never on camera, by the way.
Scopo is on the show for move over here because you're still not because you set the cameras up wrong, you fucking asshole.
Oh.
Right there. Stay there. I'm sorry. Scopo, this is your shot. I'm sorry, Scopo. Here you go. Let's go. What do you want to talk about, Scopo?
Well, you usually steer the show, and then everyone throws in the funny.
Oh, man, he's not funny already.
In the funny. What do we talk about?
He gets the bandana.
He's like, you know, you do the magic shimmy. Yeah. You talk about the stuff, and then the guys do the thing.
Shirley, put that back on your fucking microphone.
All right. Old Joe List. You sit there, old Joe List.
We did a...
Derek List.
Shirley's got a great new show that he started over at... what is it? What
channel? Howard
101. And... it's tell them about the show because
it's basically a show spotlighting comedians and the art form of comedy, but also comedians that may not necessarily be known in the Stern universe to Stern fans. Called You Ought to Know, and
real ass dudes.
Bobby Kelly was my first guest, so if that doesn't say real ass dudes.
It was actually can I talk? Can I
sure?
We're doing it. It was Shuley and Mad Dog.
James Madden.
Well, he doesn't like Mad Dog anymore. So what is his name?
How are you? 20 years into your career. You change your name. You can't do that.
All right, now your question.
Yeah, you just
funny in this chair.
I thought you were.
That was not as easy, Lewis.
I was going to hand it to you too, but
you're
right.
He's the producer.
I'm producing right now. I'm in the zone.
You're right.
So,
Bobby, don't fucking look at me like that, bro. I'm working.
You're being Scopo?
I'm working here.
So here's the deal. I go in and do it. It's you. It's and
James.
James.
James Madden.
And then there's a big guy. Looks like Babe Ruth as a boy. And
he actually called the board up, a guy named Britton, and he actually called him Babe Ruth at one point in the program.
He's a good guy, though. And then who's the other guy that was next to me?
Mike Fox. He's the producer.
Mike Fox. Great guy.
Yeah.
But here's what happened, which I
think I saw this.
And in hindsight, I was like, what the fuck? But we're going off, and it's really interesting. We're getting into some deep stuff, but it's real funny, and we're laughing. We're having a good time. I'm kind of doing this roll on something that we're talking about, and all of a sudden, this guy slides a notepad in front of me.
I knew it.
With a fucking joke on it.
I knew it.
And but hang on. It was a really good joke,
but
I'm looking at him like, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I don't. Am I supposed to? I can't. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Like I don't. You just handed me a joke, which I would love it if Scopo sat here the whole show and wrote shit and like stuff on like on the computer.
Talk about how dumb that is.
Yeah.
Lead the show.
Yeah. If he typed in, dude, they don't have rattlesnakes in Puerto Rico. You should say iguana. Right. I've been trying to get somebody. Kelly. I used to give her an iPad to look shit up. Like when we talk about. About shit, Google it or Wikipedia it so we can get information on it.
You're like Al Davis of drafting joke writers. You're just picking busts. You're just like, trophies.
She's like, oh, no, shut up and do everything you want me to do.
And you're like, after three seasons, you're like,
Bobby, the internet doesn't work. Yeah. My iPad's old.
Scobo's your Marcus Russell.
Yeah, Scobo's like, yeah, I'll do the thing with the cameras.
Sitting there with
Bobby.
An iPad going,
but it streams down.
It was actually a good joke. It wasn't like a shit joke.
But
what was the joke?
I forget.
I saw this out of the corner of my eye, right? And we're like an hour into this interview, and it's rocking. You're doing fucking great, and we're laughing. Everything's great. Yeah. And I see him slide a piece of paper over to you. And in my head, I'm going, he's a great kid. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I never had a problem with him. But in my head, I'm like, dear God, tell me he's not sliding Bobby Kelly a fucking joke on a piece of paper over to you.
But I don't think it was.
And I kind of shot him a look like, you know, dude.
But he thought he was really contributing to the show.
It was not malicious at all.
He was in the heat of the
moment.
It
was actually a great joke. And I was like, and this, look, this happens all the time on radio. If you know radio, there's callers. No shit. Actually, he just said something funny.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, Scopa might have a chance. Scopa might have a chance.
The Queen's rattlesnakes.
The what? Right,
the Queen's rattlesnakes.
Yeah, you said it right.
God, I can untie this
one. He's like, I can go from good to bad instantly.
That's my thing.
That's what the Queen's rattlesnake. They call that range in the business.
Yeah,
yo.
I got range.
Yo, I can play it mad funny or mad serious.
I can go from unfunny to really funny.
What are you doing?
He's going to tackle Lewis.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
Sizing up.
Are you all right? Why do you always look exhausted?
He's always is.
Really?
This kid's a hustler, man. I see him the hours I work. He's there in the morning. He's here at night. Yeah. He's fucking hustling.
He is.
Man.
All right.
I respect
that. I like him. I didn't say I didn't like the fucking
guy.
Good
for you. Good for
I just said, why do you always look tired?
He's got white supremacist shoes on. What's going on with your shoes and socks?
What is that?
Do you kill Jews?
Get on a mic. Get on his mic right here. Talk on Chris's mic. Chris from Belgium.
I was working earlier, and I totally forgot that we were supposed to be here tonight. So
really?
Yeah. Scopo called.
Where were you working?
My friend's restaurant.
What were you doing?
That's what I was going to say. You got waiter shoes on.
Yeah,
you got that comfortable, you can spill shit on.
You didn't have to leave work tonight to come here, did you?
Well, it's my buddy's restaurant. He just slid me a shift because I was short on cash. Anyway.
Really? So did you lose money to come here?
No. They were closed up in an hour. Anyway.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right,
well, we know he didn't make anything coming here. So thanks for showing up. Dude.
He's like, I had a...
Hey, you know what, Shirley? You don't know that.
Wait, a side deal?
Wait a minute. We're not getting paid for this?
Yeah, you're,
we're not getting paid for this? Horseshit, then.
You're getting paid in Puerto Rican cock. All right, whatever.
I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
I like the fact that he might have walked... I like the fact that he might have walked away from a six top to come be an intern on their show.
Lucky that had a T in it, and we wouldn't have laughed.
Six top.
T's and S's are funny, Chris from fucking Belgium.
He's like, I know. My whole half hour is full.
But anyways, the actual, when he slid the joke to me, I was like, this is...
So what was the joke?
I forget the joke. I really do. I know when he slid it to me, I wasn't like, you an asshole. I was like, oh, that's a pretty funny line. It was a funny line. It wasn't a joke. It was a great line.
But it's so funny that...
And I was like, I was 2 seconds away from saying it, like... I would have killed.
Right.
Because I, you know, but then I would have felt like guilty... like I just read somebody else's joke, yeah. but I forget that. Look at man, you guys don't know this. You know, Howard Stern is one of the best, but a lot of radio shows around the country, morning zoos,
yeah.
they pay for
it's everything scripted pretty much. Well, I mean,
yeah, but how many writers does you know Marr have? How many writers does Stewart have? They have hundreds of writers. Of course,
you have writers all the time. Look, I know that comics that become famous.
Right.
When they have to put an hour out, they get writers.
Yeah.
They get fucking people to help them.
Some of the best comics today were writers before. Yes. They were writers.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, you're right.
They were.
We're all writers.
Steve Martin was a writer.
Yeah, yeah. You get enough topic. Listen, here's the thing.
He can kill us. Let's all agree.
Whatever you say. Listen, take the bandana. You don't have to use it.
I don't want it anymore.
I don't like that your energy is going down. Your fucking blood sugar's dropping and someone's going to die.
You want a beer?
No.
I want a beer.
No, yeah, get him a beer. You want a beer?
I'll take a beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Give him a beer.
Let's
do it.
But you're absolutely right. But I wish that I was sitting there like, whoa, this is fucking crazy. Like,
so why didn't you read it?
You fucking tired waiter. Don't give him the one that opened.
Give me the one that's going to explode all over me.
Yeah, right. The one that shook up the most. Why didn't
you
read
it? You opened them.
Why didn't you read the joke?
I understand what Bobby's saying.
Bobby, why didn't you read the joke?
I'm gonna tell you in a second.
Because if he comes from a place where that doesn't happen to him often,
Shuley's gonna tell you now.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're just not used to that.
Yeah, I
you felt guilty about it. You said
no. I felt not guilty. I would have if I read it. I would have, and it killed. I would have been like, I would have had this. I would have had to say. He wrote that joke.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Honestly.
As a stand-up comic, as a comedian that writes his own shit, I know that we help each other. I know that we give each other lines. And I know comics have writers. And I know comedy...
Then what's the problem?
Well, it was the first time it's ever
it
been
was
done
new to him.
Me.
It was new.
Understand?
It was also you didn't have time to think about it. It was in the moment. So I think
if
your
I
instinct
knew,
immediately was like, all right, dude, I'm not going to do that.
Here's the deal. If a guy said to me, look, I'm going to be writing lines. I'm going to be throwing stuff at you. Mm-hmm. Use whatever you want and don't use it. It's up to you, but I'm just throwing. I would have been like, oh, cool.
Had I known that was going to happen, I would have given you a heads up. But what's so funny is I noticed it happen and I see it and then I don't mention it. And then after the show, I'm like, I'm just not going to bring it up to Bob because I'm like, I don't know what that was all about. I don't know what was written. I didn't know what was
it
written
was not
on the
even,
paper.
It was a funny line. I was like, oh my God, that's funny.
But
I read it. I read it and laughed.
But
I thought he was trying to make me laugh for a second. Like that's pretty good, dude.
All that being said, I would rather a guy sitting there writing a line because he's paying attention and he's in the moment than sitting there and staring at his fucking phone.
I agree. I mean, but it would be like, look, I write stuff. I'm gonna throw stuff at you if you want. If you don't, just let me know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that really was like, I literally was like, wow, this guy just wrote something funny. Am I supposed to laugh?
Right.
And then I was like, oh, he wrote it for me. Did he? And then I was like, maybe he didn't. And what if in my head I go, what if he wrote that just to make me laugh? Yeah. And I read it used it. And he was like, what are you doing?
What a dick.
What the fuck? That's mine.
He has a blog, Bobby Kelly is a Hack. Stole my jokes. Put it right in front of him and he took it and set it on Sirius.
Here's a video that I have of him doing it.
So I thought this guy was a pro.
Well, if it had fallen flat, you could have blamed him.
That's true, if it
worked, you could have taken the credit.
Yeah, well, it was just a million things went through my brain at that time. But it is true. I mean,
998,000 of them were food.
That's
what came around.
Okay, he gets
there
the
we go.
There you go.
I kind of liked it, but I want to laugh because it hurt. So I don't know if he gets it.
That was your indigestion.
He gets it.
Oof, Dan, he just secured it.
Double knot. Double knot there.
Yeah, like Shirley likes it in his ass. A double knot. Pull it now. How do you know?
Uh-huh. We worked together.
You were in the military. What are you doing? The phone?
I'm checking the chat room.
Okay, great. What's your name?
Huh?
Dan. Dan, how do you feel about people writing shit for you?
I don't. I'm personally not for it. But if someone does it, all right. If that's just your thing, I don't know.
Anybody ever written for you jokes?
No.
You've never gotten a joke from someone.
Are you talking about like tags?
No, I'm talking about a joke.
No.
Never.
No.
Now, if you become hugely successful, which you are,
no,
and you're, well, shut up. What are you doing? Don't touch that.
I'm trying to plug in my phone.
No, you don't do fucking anything. You don't fucking plug
I
your
like
phone
Lewis
in.
Is like, well, now that I'm over or here, you I plug check it in out email. There.
You don't fucking start fucking with the computer.
Probably, I had to see whose birthday it is on Facebook. It's after midnight.
Don't touch not, that. Take that beer off of that.
Don't touch yeah. that.
This you don't drink while you're doing that either,
dude. You don't drink beer while you're fucking it on the computer.
Nobody told
dude.
Me that I can't drink a beer.
Okay, ready. You should know. You
this
should
is what
know.
You get for putting Lewis in the producer
yeah,
box.
You should know. As a producer, Lewis, you should
I'm,
know.
No, I think, Lewis, you're doing a good job.
Thank just, you. I appreciate that, Bobby.
Oh, excuse God. Me. Did any of you guys knock before entering Lewis J. Gomez's office over here? Mm-hmm. The new setup he's
hey.
Got?
Wow.
All right. Send it
Shuley,
over.
You really
Shuley's
fucking...
going for the record.
Yeah,
he's so,
needs,
he's so
he
focused, he's not even handing it
there.
Over.
Back to Shuley.
Yeah, we're going to get you a shirt.
I just want to fit in. That's all.
There you go. Give it to me. Fucking nothing
just
on.
Pass
you
this
know
around.
What? Fuck you, Soda, for
a
having
shirt?
No energy tonight.
You know what?
You
I
know
have
what?
A bunch of energy.
You know
I
what?
Do.
Corporate Dan would have fucking laughed at that.
Well, Corporate Dan's still here, but he's just a little stingier with how he plays. And this man is terrible.
I think you should.
And I'm also half terrified.
He's doing the points to you too. He's doing the points.
Dude, his abusive
I gotta tell you,
vibe.
Listen, dude.
Oh
listen, I gotta tell you.
Well, if your mom
you
wouldn't
tell you,
stop writing
you,
my
you're
ass.
You're a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
You're a nice guy.
I am a nice guy.
And I'm telling you that, but you are fucking terrifying.
Terrifying.
But you see, I'm, that's why. Because
I've never
you,
been described as terrifying.
Because I know you're a nice guy. But you're the guy that takes it too far by accident, and someone gets hurt, or you just, someone takes a like you give somebody a pill that they shouldn't have that you still have from the 60s, something. You know what I'm saying?
You know me too well.
Yeah, yeah dude, you are terrifying.
I like it. No, it's a good kind of. I'm not saying it in a negative
Dan,
way.
It's not good. It's not good.
Dan's just terrified
seems,
right now.
No, it seems like he'd be friends with like Hunter S.
Then
Thompson.
Look him in the eyes when you tell him this.
Yeah, what
yeah
no,
it,
I'm not gonna
look him right in the eye. No.
Now you're pissing off. All over yourself. What are you doing? Yeah.
I'm like, hey, he looks like a good bad man. He's the good bad man.
What's
when
a
he
good start- type of terrifying? There's no good type of terrifying.
Oh, yes, there is.
and there it is.
That's what scares me. That laugh, that fucking crazy laugh, that right there, that where his fucking head goes up and down, and then he wiggles his fingers.
That's a twitch.
That's yeah, what like, you look like. That's what you look up at when you're in his fucking basement pit.
The last thing you see.
And his concrete pit in his basement.
We got it, like basement pit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
we didn't think he'd build it out of wood.
I kind of wanted the bandana.
In his,
so.
In his plastic wood pit of concrete. Shut up.
What's
we
could
got
be
it.
A dirt pit, dude. Could be a dirt pit, dude.
You can't have a dirt pit.
Yeah, you can have a dirt pit.
Dirt pit will fall in on itself.
No. No, it won't.
You need support.
No, it won't.
You need
not
support.
You don't know shit about digging pits.
I know pits.
You don't know shit about pits.
Motherfucker, I'm a pit
dirt,
builder.
Dirt pits
aw,
were,
snap.
Dirt pits were early
it's
on.
Now.
See, I just wanted to walk into it.
Early on.
That was when killing hookers was only a hobby.
He knows pits.
Before it became my art.
Have you ever killed a hooker, Chris, from fucking Belgium?
He would be the guy that kills a hooker.
Ooh. Accidentally.
You did not. Yeah. Don't say that.
He's the one that calls him. He's the one that's on the line. He's like, oh, no. Oh,
he's the
no.
cleaner. He's the cleaner. Yeah.
I was just fucking her. I was fucking her in the
Donovan.
Bathroom.
The
and
wolf.
I hit her head against the
wolf.
You know, like,
and then I smashed her face 25 times with my trombone.
she made me mad. I'm
honey,
sorry.
Why is there a dent in your trombone? Yeah.
She said she was going to tell my wife if I didn't give her an extra $500.
I put a harmonica in her mouth and I made her choke on him.
Nope. I can be there in 13 minutes.
So nobody will ever know that this happened?
What happened?
Takes a rubber glove off.
Why is there human flesh in your spit valve?
It's a trombone joke.
I got it.
Just making sure.
You are a scary guy, my friend. I got to tell you that.
I've never been described as a scary
guy. I tell
guy.
You, when
scary
he started guy. Working in
how
the
old?
The
can
newsroom?
I ask how old you are?
How old do you think I am?
I would say...
107.
Close.
How old is Todd?
It's always the farthest one away. He's got the joke.
I'm over here.
He's a fucking crypt keeper.
Or like he would say something like, where I'm from, time doesn't exist.
I love that Lewis is getting more comfortable and he's trashing him now because he's way over here.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
He's got to go through all of us to get to him.
Yeah, Lewis is... I would say you're around 60-something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd say 57.
Nope, I would say 60.
I'm going to go 45. Be nice.
I would say 60 something.
He's 25. He's just really falling apart.
Yeah, he's got a lot of miles on him.
How old are you? He's got Pejoria.
Nice. All right. Love it.
That's a good one. Hey, you, Bobby.
How old are you?
Upper
60s. Time doesn't matter.
See? No. I knew he was going to say some mystical shit. Like
Superman's dad.
How old are you?
Hello?
You got to be like 60-something.
I've sent
you. We get Wikipedia because you're kind of famous,
son.
So we can find out.
I'll find that out.
On Krypton, our orange sun doesn't affect us. We came here to show you a lesson, boy. You mortals.
Jor-El?
Yeah.
65.
Wow, you look great.
He does.
You look good, dude.
You're treacherous.
Solid.
You're married, or else I'd set you up with a hot piece of ass in Aurora.
Dude, you know how much I'd love it if he used his monster cock on your mom? Sorry, dude. On your mom. Imagine your mom started dating him.
Dude, he looks like every guy that's dated my mom.
Really?
Dude, he's like my old stepdad, Nick. He reminds me of Nick.
Is that why
I almost called him Nick 40 times.
Dude, I swear to God, I hope your dad never died in a Tim.
Dude, that'd be awesome. I'd break down. Oh, my God, I'd be a little ball.
Right on the podcast? You get a million hits.
It's been so long.
Oh, dude, that would rattle me to the point.
It already has.
It's Dan's dad.
Really?
Give it up for Dan's dad, everybody. Dan, we wanted to make this special for you. This is a surprise.
Great episode.
Your dad's not dead.
I just want to say.
I just hope it wasn't too shocking.
No, not at all.
Hi, Mr. Soder.
That'd be the weirdest thing if it was on this podcast.
Mr. Soder, why did you leave back then? Why did you fake your own death?
First off, I know it's not him.
You don't know that.
I'm like, you're start crying. Like,
you don't know that.
Well,
you don't know that.
He's mustering up his feelings from the rom-com movie he's got.
It's like an episode of Maury.
I want to ask you, why did you...
It was for this very moment.
Why did you leave?
It was for this moment.
But you left Dan when he was a little boy.
It was for this moment.
But why?
Yes, but now I've come back.
It's good to see you.
Made him into the man he is today.
I feel whole. I'm quitting stand-up comedy. I'm moving to Aurora. I'm going to work in an enterprise.
Dan's dad. Why did you leave them back in the day?
Oh, it was because I just...
are terrible at improv.
You gave me a lot of landscape. Yes, and
I just couldn't bear it anymore.
Okay. He's so good. He's staying in for the joke.
Yeah, he's a newsman. Get him a teleprompter. What's wrong with you, Pete?
He's like, this just in, your mom was a bitch. I had to
Fuck
leave.
Fuck her. News at 11.
I don't know. Have you had more than a 15-minute conversation with your mother? I'd be like, you are my dad. You're good.
She was just sucking my soul out of my body, Dan.
What?
He sat back like he just dropped.
Yeah, I know. Go back to Bedusen. Look in that camera right there.
Bedusen.
It's better than fucking seat filler Chris Scopo.
I know. Chris hasn't said something funny.
He's like,
yeah, Chris, Lewis
will be right back.
No, you
Chris, guys, at least Kelly fucking swings at the ball. This cocksucker's just looking at every pitch that goes by.
You know what Kelly does? Kelly does in the NFL, like when there's a pileup of a tackle and then the one guy jumps on. Yeah. That's what Kelly does on this podcast. She's like,
yeah, did you see that joke I made?
Like, that was made like fucking full 5 seconds ago.
At least she's in the
She
pile,
just ate
man.
Four more raviolis.
Yeah. And Scopo's just like fullbacking it. He's like, where you want me to go?
She's in a restaurant tapping on a window right
now. Can I have four more, please?
Oh, the big girls are back.
Hello, sir. Please open. I need four more raviolis. Yeah. Four more, please.
She's just breathing on the glass.
I need raviolis.
So Dan's dad,
Mr. Soder.
Yes.
Did you
heartbreaking.
Have you missed Dan over all these years?
I missed Dan, but not his mother.
Really?
He kind of took some notes from the earlier meeting. I like it.
So now that you see your son, are you proud? Look at who he's become. Look at his face.
He's a pile of horse shit.
Good. This is keeping me in comedy. All right. If we're going to go this
route.
Getting
his edge back.
Feeling the funny coming back. It's like Michael J. Fox when I'm disappearing in that picture. Like,
bring it on. Bring it on.
Keep being mean, and I'm going to come back.
All right.
No approval.
Oh, my God.
How did it feel when Bobby brought your dad on the podcast?
Well, Alan, felt pretty goddamn good.
Dan, you really got him. Whoa, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to Alan you.
Go ahead. Do it.
How do you feel about this situation, Dan? Good. I feel good, Alan.
Nothing.
Keep going.
What do you want me to do?
You were doing it. Keep doing it.
Dan, Mr. Soder, how does it feel to see your son?
What?
I think we're covering plowed ground here.
I think we are. Yeah. I think especially
my dad'd be a lot nicer than that. You're not the real Gary Soder. Yeah, he still lies in the ground.
That's why you left his mom. You were covering plowed ground.
It's working.
Hey. Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Dude,
the woman that raised me?
I know. There's the father that left you.
Yeah. It's not though, dude.
That's your dad.
Yeah. It's not though. Dan, I know we're doing this. I know it's
I'm telling you, dude.
He's in denial.
I respect your broadcasting career, but real quick, this is between friends.
Yeah. You have
He's
no friends.
He's not my dad, dude.
That's your dad.
He's not my dad.
Dude, your dad is here right now, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks,
and you know what else? And Lewis, it's your dad, too. Did you know that? You're brothers!
Oh, my God! Let's kill us! Dan! Brother.
Yeah. You're a real ass brother.
Yeah. You're also a Puerto Rican rattlesnake now.
I'm a rattlesnake.
Are you proud of your sons?
I'm proud. Look at these specimens.
he just said that like he was like on the with shitty gladiators.
Look at the men as they fight for their freedom. These specimens.
All right? Don't think that bound bondage.
No, I liked it. Fuck you. I'm keeping this bandana.
Bro.
I like the voice.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
I threw up in my mouth. And I puked in my own mouth while you were doing it, so I'm going to keep it. Yeah, well, it's not your dad. I'm sorry.
No, I'm aware of that.
No, but we can make believe.
No,
we
that
can
sounds
pretend.
Like. Dude, I'm not one of those internet
it
guys.
It can be a fantasy.
Just because he's wearing
chat,
a diaper doesn't mean he's
chat a roulette, bro.
I love you so
dude,
much.
Dude, I realize you might be a train killer.
I love you.
Don't touch me.
I love you.
Feeling super sensitive Dan's, about my dad.
Dad wants to fuck Dan.
Dan's family reunion. You're still in that part of my brain, so if you're throwing the D at me, just wait till we're wrapped up on the podcast.
Hey, Belgium, how much would it cost in Belgium to see this?
Remember the times in the footy pajamas.
Nah, man. My dad wouldn't come at my dick like that. Yo, my dad be coming at my dick all smooth.
Dan was molested.
It would make so much sense.
I think you should
sometimes
talk.
Sometimes I wish
I think you
that.
Should. I think you should
lean come, on.
Should talk about that. It is.
A molestation?
Yeah. I mean,
it's
you know.
It's a real thing.
Go
man.
Ahead and deal with
it's
it.
It's real.
You know, it's cathartic. Deal with
yeah,
it.
Man.
Yeah, what
you're among friends here.
Breakdown.
Alan
right
therapist?
Dan has
you
want to
take this? Alan Standen?
Do you get molested by your father?
When did
talk about
when
it.
When did Alan turn into Kermit the Frog?
Talk about
oh,
it.
It's not easy being green.
That's my
why are there so
voice?
Many songs about rainbows? The fuck
but I
is
get it. I know where he was going. He's right.
Wait, what's
that? I'm not the voices like Dan. That's
if you don't
I
fucking don't do fix that, thing. Girl, I'm going to
I can't fucking fix it. It's coming down.
That's not my strength, not voices. My strength is anger.
Anger's good.
Not the second part, but that first part of that really that first part of that was just perfect.
Were you ever molested, Dan?
No.
Ever.
Was anybody in the room molested?
Bobby was, but you sucked a dick for a steak.
That's not molested. I wanted a steak. I was hungry.
I chose to get my beef.
It was by choice.
Wait, Bobby, you were molested beyond that?
I was molested. No, that wasn't. I don't think
that was dessert.
I don't think that was molestation. Can you get your hand off me while I talk about molestation? Dude, stop. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Dude, I.
Making it real.
Doesn't matter.
Dude, Move the camera and get a shot of that.
Here's the thing is that. My wife, I haven't had sex in a long time, so that actually felt good. My wife, she comes out, we're in the mall today. She goes, Victoria's Secret card she got, right? Mm. For Christmas. She goes, yeah. I go, good. Go get in there and get. She goes, I'm getting sweatpants. I'm like, oh, suck a dick.
Hot.
That's hot. That's real hot. But I don't think that's molestation. I think you know
what is not molestation.
That I fucking
go ahead.
Blew a dude for a steak.
But hold on, how old was the other guy again?
He was 38. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, that was
no. We were both
so
kids,
sad.
But you were the same age.
How come he had the steak?
He was because I don't know. It was fucking
Bobby didn't own a grill.
He was a little older. That's all. We were young. Whatever.
Well, no, how old were you?
And I didn't blow him. Right? I didn't make him come.
You
put your dick in.
No, I didn't know how to make. I didn't know it was a dick. I was so young. I didn't know what
hold
a dick
on,
was.
Hold on. How old were you? And how old was
it? It could have been a thumb.
You're over 10.
Huh?
There's no way that you...
I was 14. He was 17.
Well, I had to know then.
No, come on. I'm kidding. I mean, you asshole. Stop begging for me to be queer. You had to know. You know.
But you loved it.
How much did you love it? Just dealing with the facts here.
Robert, this is a legitimate question.
And how much Robert. Joy did it bring you?
Robert, please. Robert.
I didn't know it was a dick.
How old were you?
Stop touching me.
You need to answer the question, bro.
I'm answering whatever.
You're
just
14. He said he was 14.
I'm not uncomfortable.
Really, how old were you?
14.
I was younger. No, I wasn't 14.
Well,
I was younger and then first grade. I was in first.
Like
maybe,
six.
So you
maybe,
were 14.
Maybe younger. Maybe before kindergarten.
So like 4 or 5.
Six.
Four five. Or five, six.
And how old was the kid?
He was 22. No, I'm kidding. He was probably a 12. Few years older than me.
Who was
give
the
me,
kid?
Give me an age.
I'm saying, I don't know. I would. I'm was... saying, listen to me. Listen. You're trying to get somewhere where you're not going to get. I'm answering your question. I'm
Do
just
you
trying.
Know how old he was?
He was older than me, but probably a few years.
Like
maybe
seven
two,
is not molestation.
Yeah, maybe two.
14 is molestation.
No. It wasn't a teen. Of course not. No, he was
or
not.
12 even.
He was. We were both the same age, maybe 2 years older than me.
Okay,
so
you
it was
molested.
Just,
you did
it
some
was
gay
yeah,
baby
it was just,
shit.
Gay baby
put on
shit.
A lab coat.
Oh, seriously.
Experimented.
A lot of fucking kids do that. And I guarantee you, I'm not the only one in this room who's done that shit.
Who sucked it for a steak. I guarantee
I was going to say, I guarantee you the only one who's done it for a steak. But probably
off,
other people have done it.
Off, that other
you did it for free.
Right. I did it for a ride home.
That other kid's business sense needs to be applauded because that's pretty good. At
well,
nine
he
years
knew
old,
actually
he
it was
knew
my
his
business,
mark,
by the way, too.
No, he tricked you out.
No, he didn't. I got a steak for fucking
nothing.
Yeah,
what kind of steak was it?
Paid dude. Nothing for. What did he go out and buy that steak? Did a 9 year old be like, I need to go buy a
I'm
steak.
Sure he had to explain to his father where the steak went.
He just took it knowing that you'd give him a nice
steak. I think
he learned it from his father. That's how he got the steak.
It was his father.
Hang on 1 second.
His father's idea.
Stop it. I didn't give him a sloppy blowjob. Yeah. I didn't know.
You were.
This is terrible. Dan, you've never done nothing? You know, you're lying.
I saw a guy suck his own dick once.
That's pretty
Who
amazing.
The fuck was that?
Hello,
Thank
Brussels.
You,
checking
Brussels.
In.
Coming in from left field.
Fucking doll eyes.
How much did that cost?
It's like a ping, it's like a ping pong game here. I'm just
Where did you see it?
Where did
you see it?
At music camp.
Really?
Really?
Music camp's fucking boring.
Now,
and you
now,
really did?
What, no, stop. I stop for 1 second. Listen to me. Go. You're in music camp. This, how do you walk in and see that?
No, this guy's...
Or is it announced?
You're like middle school kids, and this one guy's bragging, hey, I can stick my own dick. You know, like a... And you're like, no, you can't. Yeah, I can. Prove it. Okay.
So
the guy like warms up, he like limbers up, and then you know, and we're like, oh,
well, you gotta stretch.
Like he's gonna run a fucking 500 meter race.
Yeah. You don't want to pull a hammy,
like double jointed or something,
right?
And then he
so he didn't have a big dick. It was just he was pliable.
He was limber. He was
like
gumby.
He was like 16 Oreos.
Yeah, you kind
of had a big dick.
You can't do that without a big dick.
So he had a big dick. No, you can't. I got the head of my dick in my mouth.
What are you, a Chinese
did you
gymnast?
Really?
I almost broke my neck in the shower doing it, but I fucking did it. Okay. The top of my dick. I licked it. I wanted it like that. That's all. But I touched it. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, if you could suck your own dick, I mean, wouldn't you?
Well,
yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Fuck I would fucking suck it. All the time.
I'd suck it. I'd throat fuck myself.
My wife would come home. I'd be just laughing, sucking my dick. She'd be like, what are you doing? I'd teach Max how to suck his dick.
Dude, if I could suck my own dick, I would do like one of those throating porns. Like, I'd make myself cry and call myself a whore the whole time.
I would still get married. I'd still have a kid, but I'd be just sucking my dick in the shower every day. I would build a special dick sucking bench.
Think of all the money. Think of all the money.
It's like
save.
It's like dogs. Why do they lick their balls?
Because they can.
That's it.
Absolutely. So anyway, so this guy...
I'm not giving him the bond. I'm keeping it.
This guy showed up.
I'm not getting murdered by him. Okay?
Good move.
So this kid showed us.
Showed us
that he could.
What's that his name?
Showed us.
And then you guys
showed
started,
us.
You guys started throwing money at him?
No, we were like, okay, get through. All right, I don't need to see more.
How old was this kid?
Yeah, I was like 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, so there you go. But that's not gay.
No, it's not
that's
gay.
That's not even gay for him.
If you suck your
it's
own
all
dick,
downhill for that kid.
Wait, are we talking about doing gay shit?
That's fucking uphill.
Yeah, are we talking about doing gay shit? Are we talking about
what have you? What's the gayest thing
go
you've
ahead.
Ever done?
I've said all my gay shit on this
no,
show.
No, there's got to be something you did back in the
from
day.
From last week.
We learned, you say that every time, and then we learned some more gay shit.
I remember one time. What were you going to say?
One time me and Dan Soder were in the same bed when we were 12 and we sucked each other's dicks.
It was no, crazy. Seriously. Seriously.
Same story.
Have you ever been molested?
No, I never been molested. Never. I remember one time when I was like in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
This kid, a good friend of mine named Lewis.
Right.
His mom randomly got in bed with me when I was sleeping over his house one night. Wow. Like, put her leg around me. She wasn't wearing underwear, dude.
What? That's called molestation. Awesome. That's called a
hot.
5-year-old. A mother, an adult with...
No. Fifth grade.
Dude, yeah, that's called molestation.
He's 10 years
old. Awesome.
That's molestation.
Hold on, guys. What did she do?
Yeah, what happened next?
She just laid next to me, like breathed in my ear for like 5 minutes, and I was awake the whole time.
She had a big hairy bush.
Did you think
bush?
You were sleeping?
Yeah, she was fucking gross. She was like a Dominican woman. She had like fake teeth.
That big bush
just wasn't. Look, if she was hot, I would have fucking turned around and fucked her.
What did you do? You just hold your nose?
I just fucking. I don't know.
I was still
weirdly laid still and tried to like make sense of it in my mind.
You just tried to freeze like it was a shark in the water. Like, please just go by me. Please just go by me.
Bobby's watching Shark Week right now. You know that.
It's not Shark Week.
Miss Rodriguez.
Yes.
No, it isn't.
I'm like, how serious.
No, Shark Week.
It's like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's in
it's
2 weeks.
It's not Shark Week this week.
They're doing preliminary Shark Week, shit. Because I was getting my tattoo today, Shark Week was on.
You got
on.
Another tattoo?
Well, I got my tattoo.
Do we need to do ads? I forgot about ads.
Yeah, that's why I said 30 minute mark before.
Well, where do we do that?
You usually take a break.
All right, so let's do them right now. What do I got to do? Well, let's do them at the end. Can we do them at the end?
That's fine. Yeah, it's just the basic three.
All right, basic. Fuck it, we'll do it at the end. Look it. Let me see that tattoo. Let me see.
That's nice.
I got it.
Shaded in.
What is that?
Shaded in.
Yeah, the birch trees.
Oh shit! You know where the bathroom is, my friend?
It's
right in there
man,
to
Lewis.
The left.
Well, what I was going to do...
Don't
I was
piss on my toothbrush.
By the way, Beatrice is going to call you, Dan, and thank you. Beatrice might actually suck your dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me tell you why.
Why are you going to go too far?
Can I tell you why?
Stop touching me. You can tell me whatever you want. I'm not your audience.
Wow, what a great audience.
Audience. Can I say what happened?
Have you seen this?
So I was going to get this tattoo.
Can you move over here so you can be in the camera, dummy?
All right, so I was
unlike you, I want you on. Unlike Scopo, I mean. Scopo just stares at me.
I'm just too good looking for the camera.
So I fucking told I was gonna get this tattoo. Okay.
Yeah.
The idea was the tattoo was, you know, do you know the image of Michael the Archangel where he's stepping on the demon's head and he's got a sword?
Yeah, that sounds like a great tattoo.
Right, but no, it's the opposite.
Stop touching me because I like it.
It's the opposite of that. It's the idea was, it's the moment after where
you got
Satan,
birch trees like you live in New Hampshire.
You have girl trees.
So Satan comes up behind Michael the Archangel and stabs him through his back with a sword, and that was the tattoo. So it was Satan killing the angel.
So you're the devil.
And Beatrice was furious. And Soder saw this, and Soder was like, dude, you can't get this tattoo in your body. You should make that a t-shirt for Legion of Skanks.
Word up.
Which is a good idea. And then I guess I decided not to get that tattoo. So Beatrice loves you now because she told me she would never fuck me again if I got that tattoo.
I was like, Lewis told me this.
Why would you not? Why would you do that to her?
Why would you say no? Don't
why
go
would
to
you
LA,
do
Bobby?
That to her?
What?
I fucked up with the LA thing. I should have let this fucking rugrat fucking go over there and become a Mexican. I fucked up. All right? I fucked up. I should have let him go, but I kept him here. But you could have fucking saved Beatrice from another 5 years.
Nah, man. James needs his parents.
Oh, is that it?
Both of them.
Is that it?
I like James. He's good shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But Lewis was just like, I'm going to get this.
Can we?
He explained that to me.
Stop 1 second while he's out of the room. Okay?
Yeah.
Fucking Shuley.
Dude.
What are we dealing with?
Did I not run it? Did
what
I
are
not?
We dealing with?
You're the one who's like, I invited him. I'm like, you sure?
No, I'm just saying, are we safe?
I
is
don't
it
know.
Safe?
Let me tell you something.
Listen
to me.
Is it safe?
I don't know. I can't give you a yes. I cannot give
he's
you a
he's been in there for a while.
He's just got a huge buck knife that he's
let me tell you something,
with.
Dude. When he started at Howard 100 News, like, if there was a problem with something...
Keep your eye on that door.
And he would... Yeah, because when he comes out, I'm going to stop this story immediately.
Rattle.
But when he would have a problem with something and he would voice it...
Yeah.
Any other time, it's a debate in the newsroom. Yeah. But all of us are like, yeah, you know what? You're right, Mike. We'll change that up immediately. Yeah. And everybody snaps, too. So
okay, well,
he
listen.
Scares the fuck out of everybody.
Well, all right, now, is he shitting right now?
I don't know.
No, dude, he's fucking collecting fingers.
It's an old guy. You got to fucking reel your balls up.
I got to sleep
water.
In there tonight.
Yeah, you got to sleep in there. Good luck.
Fuck, great.
I hope he passes out in the bathroom.
God, that I hope the one guy I didn't bring on the podcast
he's just doing
shitting.
Shirtless pull-ups.
Right now he's cutting a tattoo off.
Everyone knows the urge.
No,
to
right now he's cutting the fucking cross tattoo that's kept him sober and hooker killer clean.
I picture him tattooed,
waving his fingerprints.
He's limbering up.
I picture him tattooed like De Niro and Cape.
Exactly,
Fear.
That's what I was thinking.
He takes the shirt off.
Oh, fucking,
everyone knows the urge to kill leaves my body after I do pull-ups.
All right, so we're not. You don't even know if we're safe.
I don't.
That's
I don't
great.
Know.
All right, good for you. But well, I know me and Dan are safe because we made him chuckle on stage. I think fucking he tried to break.
He loved you guys.
He tried to break his hand.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a strong motherfucker, right?
He really did.
Yeah, he's strong.
I hope he's right now. He's digging a hole in the wall so he can hide when we leave. So he hides in there. And you wake up, he's just on top of you, shirtless.
Dude, I feel like he's gonna walk back in. He's gonna be bleeding in his forehead. Like, what happened? And nobody's gonna say shit.
Wow. I'm not saying anything. I'm gonna do fucking Amazon ad, like, tweaked audio, and say, you know what, dude, and get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not helping you clean up.
Like, I gotta fucking watch this guy.
I got a spot.
I got can I go back to the molestation thing?
Yes,
real quick?
Please. You were molested.
I was never molested.
Yes, you were.
But
yes,
I,
you were.
I was
but you a, wanted to be.
I really feel like I missed the boat on it. But I was a camp counselor for a few summers. And
I molested some kids.
I was never molested myself.
Let me get this off my chest.
I've definitely finger fucked a couple 9 year olds.
A lot of them. No,
I've been knuckle deep in like 8 4-year olds.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Okay, kids, line up over here.
Great kids.
You know how many Jewish kids I've fucked with my finger? I've sucked off 19 5-year olds.
Hearts of gold. All of them. Great kids. Great kids.
Yeah, he's blown babies.
So I walk into the cabin one night and my kids are in a circle playing fucking
circle
Oogie
jerk.
Cookie.
Circle
so
jerk.
You get hard.
Soil the cracker.
Come on a cracker.
You know the Oogie Cookie? The fucking soil the cracker game?
Yeah, of course.
So I didn't know about this, and I fucking walk in, and they're all
you went in like the
circle.
Cookie Monster? Cookies! Jizz cookies!
You guys want to know a cooler game than Oogie Cookie? It's called Circus Seal. Yeah, you guys sit all there, and let me play your horns.
Orf, orf. Turns out.
And that was my first blow bang.
Hang on 1 second. Go ahead, Scopo.
Yo, that's gross.
I got nothing on that one. I knew that was fucking coming.
Where's the rattle?
Scopo stinks. Scopo stinks.
Hey, so you molested these kids?
No, I just broke up the circle jerk.
You were like a prison guard. You're like,
I was like, back to your cells.
Yeah. Give me those crackers.
Kevin Bacon and sleepers. And
but am I the asshole? Is that something that kids need to experience to grow up, or am I?
I don't think they need
how
to.
How old are kids?
They were, I would say, around the ages of 10 and 11.
There's one kid stopping truly. He's like, hold on real quick.
Say that again. Say that again.
I'm there, I'm there, I'm there.
Scopo, anything ever happened to you? Crazy?
No.
Well, we all did circle jerks when we were like 10 or 11.
Right?
I never did a circle jerk. Right. But I did a public dry humping. We were like all humping pillows at the sleepover. It was pretty good.
You never jerked off with your friend in the room?
Oh, I mean, like...
That's a circle jerk.
But in, like, sleeping bags, separate like, sleeping bags.
Well, like, in college, I jerked off, like...
That's weird.
No,
that's
but you were trying
weird.
To, like, hide it from your
yeah,
room.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't like... No, when I was, like, 11 or 12, we all discovered jerking off.
Hang on, stop. I think we got a really good story. Adrian, you got something.
Yeah, no, I had a...
Get on
that mic. He's like, yo, I sucked me dick.
I sucked dick this afternoon, son.
Yo, no, I had a roommate who fucking was terrible when I was
what do you
first.
Mean?
When I was living in a dorm, he was
he used
horrible.
To fuck me all
what
the time.
What do you
think? I used to want to make his
find
his
out Adrian
up.
Hates gay people.
I jerked off one night.
Yeah, on his face?
No, purposely
on his chest.
So he would hear me.
Slow down. Why?
Quiet, nothing. Well, in the middle of the night, just came back.
Because you're a homosexual?
No, just because I wanted this kid uncalled to the point where he left.
What do you do when you say you want him to hear? Like, what is some of the stuff you're yelling out? Like, what are you doing?
What was his name? What was his name?
Quentin.
So that's what you're yelling out?
What a shit name.
Quentin.
You know what's funny about that? That in as far as like as far as arms in a war, like what you were doing to him, that is a pretty high grade.
Yeah, I used to leave dishes in the sink. I'd shit and not flush the toilet.
He's like, yo, see that shit in the bowl? Fuck you, Quentin. And he's like, all right, well, we're still roommates.
So you jerked off one night?
Yeah, and I went to bed.
He's like, yo, Quentin, I'm going to fucking come all over you.
Did you jerk off and come on your chest and leave it?
Yeah.
He's like, yo.
Wait a minute, stop. I don't fucking understand this.
What?
Wait
chest.
A minute.
It was just right into you the breeze I went to sleep.
You come on yourself.
Into calmed the breeze, on yourself.
Into what?
Into what?
Into my briefs. My box
okay.
Briefs.
Okay.
All right, so here, I don't get this. So if you guys do this. So you jerk off, you come into your underwear, and you leave it.
Well, it was 3 a.m. Yeah, I'm not going to get up and shower.
Oh, God forbid you get a towel and clean yourself up.
I'm going to go to bed.
I've got to walk
savage.
A whole
30 yards.
So you got to fucking leave this silly putty in your underwear. right?
Yeah.
And let it what the fuck? And let it harden? Yeah.
What are you, a World War One soldier?
Over yourself. Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, we can't do
Why
much.
Why don't you just toss it in the wash?
We can't leave the foxhole. Yeah. We're in there.
You can also get up and just bring a towel into bed and come into the towel. You don't come into your underwear is not for coming into.
Jerk off into your sock.
Something.
There you go.
No, I don't do socks. I've never jerked off.
When you jerk off now, do you jerk off on your stomach and go to sleep with it on?
No. This is just like if it's the middle of the night, you know.
So in the middle of the night,
get up and shower.
In the middle of the night, if you jerk off, you're gonna fucking leave it in your underwear.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow,
I want to
wait. Stop.
I like how he's leaning further away from.
Hang on. Do you live with your parents?
Yeah.
Does your mother clean your fucking clothes?
No.
Who cleans your clothes?
Don't lie, dude.
You clean your underwear.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Your mother now,
I don't do it that often into my underwear.
Oh, really?
So it's just cum filled all
Wait,
the
why
time.
This was just to torture that kid. That
but
night,
why
I
though?
Even
What's torturing
him?
Yeah, it's your underwear.
What's
I don't get it.
Yeah, if you were trying to sleep and you had to listen to somebody masturbating, yeah.
I'd get hard.
Yeah,
just fucking Lewis jerking off with him.
Lewis would jerk him off.
You'd look over, he'd be right next to you, going, "Yeah, say it again."
Just be breathing in your ear, like.
Yeah, see, then I would stop.
I like how Adrian's like, "I'll show him. I'll sleep in my own cum."
Yeah.
I'll show you. I'm going to suck your dick.
Yeah, what was the penalty to your roommate then? If
he just heard you jerking off.
He was a real like,
dude, I'm going to get some sort of infection on my dick
so
just
you,
to show you.
Right. You think you freaked him out because you were
yeah,
jerking
definitely,
off.
Definitely, yeah.
I bet you in the bathroom and jerked off to you jerking off. I bet it was a fucking nice queer fest you started.
I think he sucked you in. That's what he wanted you to do.
Yeah, right?
He never moved out, right? The guy never left him.
No, yeah.
Have you ever done any... Have you ever been molested?
No,
never.
Let's remember now, Bobby asked that question, Mike.
No, I never
when,
have.
When you decide to attack the room.
Ah, he's fine. Well, I mean, I think we used to.
I've jerked off with friends in the room when you're like 12 or 13 watching porn for the first
yeah,
time.
You yeah, got,
that's
you got one
jerk.
Magazine, you circle
well, that's
jerk.
Not, I mean, we didn't fucking just, do it in front of us. But like, I never was like, hey, let's all, like, it was never
you
set
had no
up.
No friends,
like,
buddy.
No, I had
you
plenty didn't... of friends, but we never were fucking,
I know you
hey,
did.
Let's
that was
all
a,
jerk
that was a
off
joke,
together.
You fucking asshole. That was the
channeling scope.
Yeah, what the fuck, you serious cunt? A bandana. Fuck it.
Fucking Kotex.
Listen, so
yes,
you right. never jerked off with your friends?
No.
In the room?
No.
Never.
Well, I mean, if I had, it wasn't like, hey, let's all do it. It wasn't announced. It wasn't like a set thing.
So I'm not saying we fucking, we I had a fucking day runner when I was a
but
kid.
But he's saying they had a circle. Like they,
no, yeah, but I didn't schedule it in a fucking appointment. We were all hanging out. Someone threw porn on, and then we jerked off.
It's so funny. Imagine that now. Like, it just couldn't happen now. Like, somebody throws porn on. Like, hey,
that'd be great. We should all jerk off right now. Let's fucking do a circle jerk on the YKWD.
We're all friends.
Come on.
But, you know, I wonder if kids now do, because kids now have such access to porn on their phones and computers.
Yeah.
Back then, we had one magazine or one tape.
I had a tape. My brother had a tape, and I took that tape, and we all watched that.
That was it.
When I was a kid, porn was... was the Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Know?
He had to read.
You know, can I say something?
When you were a kid, it was the
47.
American flag you guys would jerk off to.
Yeah, stop. Mm-hmm. Just stop.
Is anybody writing in? Is anybody out there listening and writing in, answering this stuff?
Yeah. I gotta end the show. We're going to end the show soon because fucking this motherfucker literally went from one face to the other.
I didn't tell you what I was doing when I was in Puerto Rico.
He went,
I was
stop
killing
it.
Him.
Stop it. And Lewis did for the first time ever.
Yeah.
I've been telling this fucking Rican to stop it for fucking 2 years. He'll fucking do that dumb rattlesnake in my face.
I want to text a message to James.
I think porn was not as accessible it is now.
No,
of course
and when
not.
You and I used to jerk off to the photos. I used to jerk off to photos.
How about jerking off to the
food or
how about jerking off to the fucking picture that wasn't even clear? The scrambled picture.
How about
you could make out a
Rudy
tit or just
fruity.
Sound.
Yeah.
How about jerking off to the ads in the back?
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
other magazines.
Well, no, here's what you would do. You would save each
Stop
page.
Touching me.
You wouldn't want to get to the next page, so you'd come to the one thing and you would save everything from the fucking ads to the shit later on in the magazine.
This is entirely too explicit.
No, because you would literally cherish the fucking the shit that would turn you on.
Theoretically.
Now we are
theoretically.
Tell them what that
up.
Means. Yeah. I remember
I heard about guys doing this. I mean,
I remember fucking jerking off to like photos. I remember
What's the weirdest
thing? When I found out about Playboy and then Hustler. That Hustler actually showed the dick in the vagina.
Right, that's a game changer, man.
I was like, what the fuck?
That freaked me out the first time.
Did it?
Hardcore porn the first time I saw it.
Do you remember when you saw, and it was so fucking staged, the guy would hold his dick so perfectly in the end of the vagina, and the helmet would just be in the pussy lips so perfectly.
Everything's glistening.
Yeah, like the jizz would just be like one, like a drip, and then a line to the top of his dick, like a fucking tightrope, a saggy tightrope. It was like, what the fuck? And you'd sit there and you'd flip and flip until you got to that one where it was like inner cunt. And you'd be like, oh,
and then you'd
God.
Shoot on the pages and they'd stick together.
Remember that? Remember great. Jizzing on the page?
No, you would only jizz on the page after you were like, you know what, dude? I'm done with this magazine.
She's worthy of
fucking, that's her closure.
And
that's
now
you putting the quarters over the eyes. Goodbye, magazine.
Sending her out in a fucking canoe on a lake. Shooting
a Celia up.
Shooting a fucking flaming arrow at a fucking dead corpse.
Just catches on. We give you a king's funeral.
I remember that. I remember porn was, I mean, just
you guys remember
basic.
Jerking off to your parents fucking, right? No? Okay.
did you ever catch your parents fucking?
No.
Thank God, no.
You did?
He's like, when? I loved it, bro.
I was yo, like my dad's five or six. My dad's and hot. I walked into their room. My dad was like, get out of here, get out of here. And then I looked into the people as I wanted to know, and I saw him fucking.
What? How?
Some black guy was fucking your mom. Your dad was jerking off.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Cuckling? Yeah. No, listen. How? What position? What was it?
My dad was on top.
What was it?
My dad was pile driver.
Hang on. What?
Are you jerking off to this right now, aren't
no,
you?
No, he's fucking images, yeah. talking over everything.
Making it funny.
Yeah, make it funny, but in between his answers. Listen, I'm making it funny. Of course you're making it funny. I just want to hear what he's saying.
Well, I think my dad was on top.
Really?
I have just images now in my head, but yeah.
You remember him, like his ass?
Yeah.
And you remember your mom's titties? Like,
no, I didn't see my mom. Mm. It was like early morning, so my mom wasn't like...
You know what? No, I'll tell you what.
Some would believe that I saw my mother, but no. I only saw my father. He's like, yo, all I know is my dad was giving it mad hard to my mom. I was like, yo, ma, you're a champ. Yo, ma, you're taking a fucking beating right now. Yo,
mama, I want to see my mom's pussy after that shit.
Oh, yo, dad, stand back. I want to see the damage. There's probably smoke coming off that thing.
Ma,
your dad,
cut me, Mick.
Yo, honestly, dad, you're a stallion.
Have you ever seen your mom?
Thank God, no. But I had a pretty bad. We used to do the show called Miserable Men on Sirius, and she called in one night, my mom, and one of the guys asked her, "Do you and your husband still have sex?" Oh. And I figured they had sex three times. Me and my two brothers. That's it. And she gave a worse answer than yes. She says,
every minute of the day.
We're doing it now.
She goes, it's the only reason we are still together. And I was just like, oh, you could have just
said. Is your mother a vampire?
No, what the fuck was that?
She really does sound like it. People think I'm bullshitting.
It's really?
My parents met in the Israeli army.
Your mother's Esty?
Yeah. My mom is old school Esty. And she met in the Israeli army with my dad. And fucking, yeah, they're badass.
Can I just say,
man,
really, just a side note, he's actually said more funny stuff than Scopo. Really? Go ahead. Yeah. You just had a great
Scott,
line.
You're killing it.
I'm just getting warmed up.
How do you want to move back, buddy?
What about you? Have you ever? I know you're getting
we're
tired because you're 65.
I'm disturbed.
He hasn't been up this late since fucking the fireworks of 67.
He really crapped out after a while.
You really know me too well.
Let me ask you.
I was just daydreaming about those streetwalkers lessons.
You ever see your parents have sex? You dad have to fucking untie a corset from your mom?
You motherfucker! I had one! I'm trying to get to one! This cunt cuts me off with a good one, and then you picked up my vibe, you motherfucker!
I kind
of
did.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did. I was going to say you fucked somebody in hay, and you had to blow the candles out.
Yeah. That was like one of those Ebenezer Scrooge candles where you
know. What is it? I knew you were going to say that.
You could say it twice.
Have you ever caught your parents banging, Chris, from Belgium?
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about this.
You saw it.
Yeah.
You did.
But I didn't.
I did too.
But I didn't keep walking in like he did and analyze it.
Well, I didn't know what the fuck
you didn't
was
take,
going
you
on.
You didn't take your
five.
Dick out and look through the pee hole?
No, I knew I was going. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm out. I don't want to see this. I'm out of here.
It was terrible.
And I
huh?
went in the other room and pretended I didn't. They're like,
wow. I actually saw my mom, my stepdad, who was evil person who used to abuse us. You guys well know this. When they were separating, we were weeks away from moving out and they were getting a divorce. One night I walked in and he was he was basically almost, you know, he was on top of my mom. And she was like, get off me. And I remember I saw them naked. I saw him naked. I saw my mom naked. And I was in sixth grade at this time. And I was like, I called my uncles.
You're already a full raging alcoholic.
Yeah, my uncles came over, and it was a fucking, you know, what the fuck's going on? I said he was, you know, because it was getting somewhere where it should. She was sleeping in the bed, and he came home and tried to get one last piece of ass. And she was like, go fuck yourself.
It's so weird because I know your mom.
Yeah.
So it's uncomfortable.
Mom's the most nicest
that.
Lady I've ever met.
Yeah, my mom's the fucking shit. And she, well, her new husband now, who's pretty much my dad,
that's like
who's the fucking old school Frank Sinatra, you know, is just the nicest, coolest motherfucker. Larry, you guys all met Larry, is the coolest guy ever. And, you know, I know he, you know. He, you know, he had old-fashioned cool sex with my mom. You know?
Yeah, but your story before that sounded like a blues song. Well, you know, he come home late one night. Try to get some honey from where? And the bees all dried up. My mama said to him, you old dog. You got to leave right now. I said, dog, get gone.
You ain't got no new tricks.
Yeah. Bobby cuts a blues out.
All right, listen, we're gonna wrap this fucker up. We've been molested. We've seen our parents.
That's
fuck.
How we're closing this.
You're the only one who's molested.
Hey, yeah, let's not throw the weed out there.
I deny that. I think you guys are all molested.
This is like a cliffhanger. I want to tune in next week.
You're gonna be back in Belgium.
No, I'm gonna be up in Maine at music camp.
Uh-huh.
So you'll be molesting next week.
Is Gumby
you'll be with Shuli.
I got some new material.
You're going to be sucking your own cock in front of students next week.
Is Gumby going to be there?
When I was younger, I it's like after this.
Take that, motherfucker. We're ending the show with you having it, and I don't care because I'm running out as soon as this is over. I know you're tired. Your blood sugar's low, and you can't kill anybody right now.
And you were gone for like 10 minutes after we talked about that.
I know.
Anyways, you guys, it's been a great show. We're doing this Saturday night because I'm leaving for Montreal. I'm going to be in Montreal next week doing really cool shows with Ryan Hamilton. It's the All-Star Show. And then I'm going back and doing a gala with Russell Peters. So I'm going to be in Montreal for 2 weeks. If you guys want to, if you're going to go up there, if you live in upstate New York, it's right the fuck there. Go over, get the, you can buy the badge and go into every fucking show you want. Go to justforlaughs.com. I fucking love this festival. It's one of my favorite things to do in comedy. I'm very excited about it. So make sure you go to robertkellylive.com. And Scobo's going to read my stuff after we go through all the plugs. We're going to go to Shuli first. Go ahead.
You can follow me on Twitter at Shalom Shuli, and all gig information is at cleanboxentertainment.com. Going to be in Mohican Sun September 20th and a bunch of other places, so go to the website, check it out. And as always, thank you, man. I'm a subscriber and a big fan of the podcast. Always a pleasure to be
I'm
here
I'm a
with
fan
you guys,
of you, too,
man.
Bro. You're fucking great. Yeah. What do you got besides the news?
Mike Hambrick.
Michael.
Thank you for including me in this, and follow me at your own risk.
Thank you, dude, for
being a part.
You can
hear him on Howard 100 News as the lead anchor.
Dude's badass.
Yeah, can you, I want you to do a thing at the end. Will you do one for us?
I'll do anything you would like for
you're
me.
You're the best. All right, well.
With the three.
Circle jerk.
We're going to circle jerk at the end.
You're cute, but you're not my
friend. What the fuck? Why
you looked at me.
Fuck?
That just scared me.
Why would you?
That just terrified me beyond belief.
Look, dude, look, we know that Dan's better looking than me. You have to throw me under the bus right at the end of the show? Take a picture.
Oh, he's going to take what he wants.
Wait, let me get a picture. Let me
I'm
get
not
a picture.
Have any say
hang
in
on,
it.
Let me get a picture. Get back
get,
over
get
there.
Get next to sir. Brushing of the hair. Oh, that was the best.
Why
I'm
going to
come back half a man less. next podcast.
He's my son. What do you expect?
That makes it hotter. All right, Dan, what do you got?
DanSoder.com. I'm going to be at Foxwoods, Comics at Foxwoods, July 24th through July 26th, and then Cincinnati, Ohio in August. DanSoder.com.
Awesome. Check it out. Soda, what do you got besides
I'll be at Comics at Foxwoods. July 24th to July 26th.
You said Soder.
You said Soder twice. Be at Copenhagen,
oh,
Cincinnati.
Sorry. I'm just such a big fan of Dan.
Yeah. And I'll do it again.
I mean, and I know more. Dan's going to get molested tonight by Mike.
Dude, yeah, you're driving me home, bro. So.
I'm not driving you home, dude.
You're not?
Yeah.
No, this dick is driving you home, bro.
That's surely not cool, man.
Sorry.
Stop rattling.
All right, here we go. What do you got?
Just at Chris Scopo on Twitter. Tell your dates.
No, do mine at the end. I want to. So.
Old Nate.
This is thanks for inviting me up.
Did you
here.
Have a good time?
Well, this was kind of incredible.
Was it?
I had no idea what to expect. Yeah. And if I had known, I probably would have stayed downstairs.
I really want to know, was it bad for you? Was it interesting? Was it fun?
No, it was definitely interesting. You know, I've been up here the last couple of days checking out the surroundings and now seeing how it all works. It's an eye-opener. No, I've heard some podcasts before, but nothing like this.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Is that don't analyze it. That's a compliment. Take it.
That might be a compliment, but he might write a blog about it and get me fucking taken off the air.
Yeah, he's going to write a letter to iTunes.
I'm a little more worried about repercussions of finding Dodd's teacher in Brussels.
Nobody's going to find you.
We're going to tag you.
I'm hoping.
We're calling you Chris.
I'm hoping
your name's Chris.
Yeah,
we're going to tell people
Look, I have a thousand. Dude, I have like 60,000 people that listen to this. So there's a lot of
all
people.
All from Brussels.
But nobody's going to fuck with you. And you didn't say anything incriminating anyways. You just knew a guy who blew himself.
Who doesn't?
And you killed a couple hookers.
Who doesn't? Who hasn't?
You, really? You weren't the hooker killer.
Who hasn't?
Michael
tried?
Was. All right? No. But he's a professional hooker killer. He does it humanely.
No, this has been great, and I love hearing you guys downstairs. You know, in the Comedy Cellar, it's just great stuff, and seeing you guys like being kind of real here, kind of real, kind of unreal. It's
real ass dudes. Yeah.
Well, dude, you were a good civilian. I will give you an A. An A for being
he
a good
civilian.
He doesn't
just throw that out, by the way.
Well, I did. I just made it up right now. I'm never given anybody a grade ever. I know. I'm kidding. All right. So, Adrian, what do you got, buddy? What can people do?
I got another plug.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to be at...
me, you motherfucker.
You're producing. You don't get credit.
I have to actually plug something.
If it's in the dark, I'm not allowing
it. It's not in the dark.
If it's fucking with balloons, I'm not allowing
it. It's not in the dark. It's not with balloons.
It's if it's fucking... Go ahead.
YKWD fans, go mites, real ass dudes, rattlesnakes, come out August 2nd to Portchester, New York. I will be headlining Garcia's at the Capitol Theater.
Garcia's. What the fuck is that?
It's a deli.
Hola.
It's a.
Do you want chicken farm?
Bodega.
Uh huh.
They have a cat.
Go ahead. Spit it out.
They have candy bars in the freezer.
Come on.
It's unreal. It's actually
I'm
really
starving
nice.
Right now. Can we hurry up?
They got a cat.
Come on. I got to get out of here.
August 2nd, Portchester, New York, Capitol Theater. Go to capitoltheater.com.
Yep.
Garcia's, which is a little cool lounge there.
We get
Come
it.
Come check me out at Luis J. Gomez on Twitter. PuertoRicanRattlesnake.com, RealAssDude.com, KellyVasukaSucks.com, GomezComedy.com. Check me out on the internet. Check me out live. You motherfuckers are real. You motherfuckers are go-mates.
Okay.
Stop it, dude.
Get out of here. Come on. Get out of the camera. All right. Thank you, Louis. Jesus, mother of Joseph. What a fucking schlog you are.
Schlog?
What was it? I just made that up.
That's Yiddish.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
No. Oh. I was trying to help
All right, so check it out, man. You guys are the best fans on the fucking planet. I want to thank you two motherfuckers from Boston for my for the dick gavel. I called it a gavelin last night. What a fucking moron. I said, how do you spell gavelin? He goes, you don't. Ben Bailey goes, you don't. It's not a word, dummy. He goes, gavel. I was like, oh, I know how to spell that.
You should have rolled down your window and asked somebody in the street.
Can I have the bandana, please?
Absolutely.
Right at the end. All right,
you
guys.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
So August,
spin it out.
31st to August 3rd, you're going to be at the Comedy Works in Denver.
Love it.
Then August
Favorite club.
7th through August 10th, you're at the Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bam, bam, bam. And make sure you check me out in Montreal. And my special, we're editing it. It's fucking awesome. looks amazing. I'll let you. I got some news on that. We'll let that out as soon as I can. And it looks like we're going to start shooting Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll in October. So I'm very excited
about that. Congrats to you.
You guys are the best fans on the fucking planet Earth. Thanks for joining the riot, and thanks for listening to the You Know What, Dude podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.